Hey, it's Russ Page with Role Playing Public Radio. With this RPP actual play, we're playing Savage Rifts,
woo!
A subset of Savage Ew. Worlds. There are worlds, and then there are rifts, and they're both savage. I don't know what to tell you.
So Symphony savage,
Symphony of the End, episode savage. 9. In the previous session, the heroic agents of the Tomorrow Legion went into, dealt with the dinosaur swamp blues and recruited rescue.
That really would have been up your alley.
Yeah. They went down to Florida to deal with Florida Man Pickens and rescue him. And they made peace between the barbarians of Florida and the big game hunters of Florida. So
there's a difference.
There are. The big game hunters are carpetbaggers coming in to hunt the dinosaurs. Barbarians live there. And especially
hunt the dinosaurs.
Yeah. And Jungle Castle. Ruins from a theme park.
Not that one.
It's an original place that
legally distinct.
Legally distinct. Steamboat Willie. It's all based on Steamboat Willie. Yeah,
it's public domain now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so but yeah, now I just chose. There were two remaining muses: classic rock and hair metal, and I chose classic rock because yeah. So but before you get your lead on the muse and sent on your way to rescue them from the Coalition, the Federation of Magic, we have vignettes. And remember, now you all have a small business opportunity. If you weren't there, the Emmeline, the Techno Wizard, has made a deal with Dominus the Necromancer to basically harvest PPE magic energy from the MMO that is populated by ghosts. Because when they die in the video game, it generates PPE, but they don't actually die. So it's basically a big magic battery. But you got to get them to want to die in the game, which is not – they're kind of bored of the game. So basically you create interesting new changes, new content, upgrade the hardware, get interesting people in the game, i.e. ghosts of people, which you could be creative how you interpret that. Do something. I'll give you. You get extra credits.
That would be interesting. Since I was trying to track down like this murder guy that everybody hated, this douche from like a while ago, mm-hmm. if I could get his ghost and somehow put it into the machine.
Yeah,
that would be kind of a fun.
Make him a dungeon boss.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That could be fun.
That could
definitely
be
definitely, definitely morally right in this scenario.
Yes, it's totally perfectly good.
So we have Daryl, the mystic. Of course, Steve, the Grackletooth mercenary,
yes.
And Vance, the Psy Stalker, here today. And so, yeah, who wants to do a vignette first? You don't have to do, but if you don't have any, you want to earn extra money, you can, afford that shiny new set of power armor or big gun. You can do that, or you can do something else. Because I know, Steve, obviously, I think you have a competition coming
mm-hmm. In Phase World.
Yes, in Phase World. So we can do that. We'll do that for your vignette scene. Because you have three more matches. This will be the first. And then there's the semifinals and then the finals. So you're in the semifinals. So that's how that works.
Wouldn't that just be the quarterfinals?
Quarterfinals, yes. That's what I said.
Sure. Yeah. My bad.
Maybe, Ross, you should have watched those training videos about the quarter.
I should. Yeah.
I don't smell gas.
Yeah. I need to master my grill skills for sure. So does anybody have something you want to do in particular for your vignette? Daryl,
Lily and I are just working on the album.
Yep, that's true. You are working on an album with your kobold studio engineer.
Gripply.
I always mix up cute little monster species up. So yeah, Gripply studio engineer. So yeah, you could be working on that. I will let you, actually this time you could roll a perform check and make a couple of tracks for the MMO and earn a little credit that way.
That's a good idea.
Ghost in the machine.
Basically like... You make it a quest reward, right? Get the new track.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, new music? We haven't had new music in 85 years.
I mean, that is like most MMOs now have like the music role
thing. I was just going to say, isn't that normal for the Midwest though? Yeah.
That's a niner.
All right. Yeah, they'll pay you 900 credits for the rights to that new track.
Hey, yo.
You're getting your name out there.
Yeah. And so they are willing to get their little virtual avatars killed in order to listen to a bit of new music, something new. And they can talk about it. So yeah, that'll keep them occupied for a couple days. Good job.
Yay.
But yeah, so you're working on that. Vance, what about you? What was the name of the guy you were looking for?
Richard Mercer, British smuggler, magic user, river rat. I'm supposed to be tracking down a river rat,
mm-hmm.
temporal wizard. It was a temporal thing, remember?
Yeah.
He was stabbed by like with your temporal
memory. Oh, yeah, it's a locked room mystery.
Yeah. And then there's like a kill list I made. This must have been just people I met.
Yeah, yeah. They're like just NPCs you met.
Oh, those were the vampire people in the vampire rave club. I just started.
Oh, yeah, names. Yeah.
I'm like, yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, just be a serial killer about it.
They're all evil.
Yeah.
Eradicate evil.
Again, I don't see any moral grayness in this discussion. Yeah, yeah.
Totally checks out.
I mean, I feel like we could do, what, 7 seasons of this as the show?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And then John Lithgow shows up and he's mad. So. So, yeah.
Season 4.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Halfway through.
Okay. So, yeah, what is your rating? Or you can do something for the MMO and make some credit right now.
Well, I mean, that one's going to be kind of involved, right? Like trying to find all that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like so I can. Yeah, we should probably message that and I can make that as like a side mission for the next session or something. Next session you're here.
I mean, and also it's just been a minute. I'm trying to remember exactly everything that went down there. So, let's do something.
Okay. So one thing you can do is tell me where you could find some pre-Rifts hardware and how you would get it to improve the performance speed of the MMO. So that's not even like having to do something MMO related. Like there's only so many things like hardware, I would say would be riskier to get, but would have a bigger payoff. Creating new content is pretty simple and safe, but it's going to be not paying as well. So.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking on the lines of like adding new stories or something like that.
Yeah. Do you have a skill that would help you craft this new content?
Well, I do have the performance. I've got research.
You should wrap it.
You should definitely.
Oh, have enough yeah, music. We should definitely.
All right, music is. You're going to be diminishing returns. Everybody is the same thing every session. So I would say you get half the amount. So it's like your skill roll, you know, times 50. You just want to make a rap song.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I mean, is there a way for us to get? Not trying to say we should kill the pizza wizard. But can we introduce the pizza wizard as an NPC into the game?
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you want to make it, do you have any kind of social skills to like, you could have him show up as a guest character for people to role play off of. That would be,
I've got persuasion. I've got taunt.
Yeah.
I think I have them all. Yeah.
All right. Persuasion. And also, what are you offering? Like the amount of pizza wizard might, for free, you might be able to get him play for a day or two or to be guest play, but then he's going to get bored. He's like, I must go back to making pizzas. If you want him, like,
the gods demand it.
Yeah, you need to sort of invest.
Well, how much are like we getting like off the residual effects of the?
It's all based on your skill checks.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to keep it simple. There's no like royalties or anything.
Well, I mean, if he was in there generating new content.
Yeah.
Convincing them to go die.
If you make a persuade check to get him to subcontract
the pizza
and
dungeon.
Well, I'm trying to think like a residual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like make a residual deal for him.
I'm not going to do residuals. Like, yeah, you can negotiate like a deal where he gets something for every bit of content and you just take your own cut. Yeah, so you're just the middleman.
Like a percentage.
Yeah, that's a real. How do you make success in the arts? Be the middleman. Don't be the person making it. Don't be the in person. Yeah. Be the person in the middle taking a cut. Give me a persuasion check.
Seven.
Yeah, you'll get 700 from your cut of this, essentially.
Sweet.
For like a day of stuff. So he starts making a pizza dungeon. So, yeah. But meanwhile, Steve.
The true test of an alien reptile's mercenary's worth is in the kitchen right now.
Clearly. So, let's see here. Jason. Give me, the Phase World is an off-world, you know, sci-fi, massive city where anything can happen.
So just like space.
Give me, what does the kitchen arena for this, the quarterfinals look like? And you'll think of the contestant, the person who's competing against. So, or give me some ideas on that.
Arena,
Yeah, it could be like a high gravity or a low gravity. It could be.
Oh, I thought we were going to get very specific. So
you can be very specific too. It's just like
I was thinking, like Thunderdome.
Thunderdome, okay. So like deserty. Like, is it an actual replica of Thunderdome?
Yeah.
It existed.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right. Great. So the MCs out there, greetings, culinary
warriors,
and fans and the audience. We have found this pre-Rift saga. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and we have recreated the Thunderdome with our 3D printing technology and advanced molecular science. This is an absolutely perfect replica of the Thunderdome.
We imported the dirt from Earth.
We molecularly recreated it as it was, would be in Australia at the time. So, yes. It
with
is.
The statue of...
And we have an android. We have a Tina Turner android. So she will be narrowed.
Raggedy Man.
Yes. And
I remember more of this movie than I
yeah, do. Yeah, well, asking Tom to remember a 1980s movie. Yeah.
That's like my thing.
We're just doing the low bars tonight. Yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
I'm just phoning it in. Mm-hmm.
Two chefs enter. One chef leaves.
Yeah, it's cold enough outside. We don't have to deal with it. Anyway, Dan, who is his competitor? Is it Master Blaster or something else?
It is a Master Blaster setup.
Okay.
The Calzone Sorcerer and the Cannoli Warlock.
Which part? Okay. Okay, wait. All right. Cannoli Warlock. Cannoli Warlock. And what's the other one?
The Calzone Sorcerer.
Calzone Sorcerer. All right, real important question. Who's the big one? Who's the little one?
Calzone should be the big one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Calzone's big. All right. So the canola
short and squat and compact.
Yeah. So the canola warlock. Yeah. We canola warlock, Calzone Sorcerer. We have infinite power when it comes to calzones and canola.
That sounds like a very limiting power.
But it's done us well so far. We've been able to always cook one of those things. In the contest so far. So we have absolutely no reason not to believe that would be the case here. So,
well, I admire your optimism.
Yeah. So here's the thing, Steve.
Yes.
Do you want to spend a Benny for a narrative advantage?
I do.
Okay. What's the cooking contest? What are you actually having to cook in Thunderdome? You probably don't want to say a calzone or a canola.
Cheesecake.
All right. Still in the seas. It's not their. It's not what they're inherently good at. So it's going to be a fair contest.
They can come close.
It's true. They're not. They're not out of it by any means. They're still in it.
They do like beat them at their own game. Make some kind of pasta. That would be great.
I know it's cheesecake. So it is cheesecake. You are going to be strapped in, of course. You're going to be bouncing around with the elastic straps and everything. And they do you. Now, the other question is, you can say, is this a melee range? Can you like strike at the other one, or is it like just cooking? Like what level of sabotage or direct action can competitors take?
I'm going to say there's no physical contact unless one side does it first. So essentially, you're not allowed. But if someone hits you first, you're allowed to strike back.
But what happens to the person who gets hit? Like,
well, who? Yeah. So there's no penalty for striking first. Obviously, it's not good. They're gonna like one side can fight and the other one can.
No, I'll say like the person who strikes first.
Yeah.
Like they're penalized. Like how long is the penalty timer for?
Probably 90 minutes. It's a cake. It would take longer.
They lose 15 minutes off their clock.
15 minutes. Ooh. Important. Is that just taken off at the end, or do they have to pause for 15 minutes where they are?
They have to pause 15 minutes. Oh, where they are.
Ooh.
Well, that's even worse.
So, okay.
And then nobody gets penalized for striking back.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-defense, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, to set the scene, are you two showing up, Daryl and Vance?
Hey, come to outer space with me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you just said, again, Castle Refuge is next to a ley line nexus. You can just jump through the ley line nexus and you're there.
Convenient.
Yeah.
We'll be there to cheer them on. I thought we could also just be like random announcers or something. That'd be fine.
Well, your characters can be there, but you can still be announcers. Yeah, yeah. Well, all three of us will be like we need the expert, we need the color commentator, and we need Gordon Ramsay. So I'll be Gordon Ramsay. One of you can be the other expert, and one could be color, which is just
saying. Sure, I'll pretend I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what most experts do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So, wow, we have the most impressive contest today. I'm Gordon Ramsay's clone, and I want to say this is the most high stakes cooking thing we've ever done. ever. And wow, I'm just really impressed at the culinary acumen of our two competitors.
And the arena. Look at how well they've done here, Clone Ramsay.
Wow. Yes.
Clone and Ramsay.
Yes. Clone and Ramsay.
Yes. It's going to be, they're going to be making cheesecake, which is a very technical cake kind of cake to make. Wouldn't you agree?
Not really.
Not really? What do you say, expert commentator whose name I've forgotten?
Roger?
No, I'm the Palladium chef.
Oh, you're the Palladium chef. I'm sorry, I thought you were Nuclear Bond Wolfgang, the nuclear-powered Wolfgang chef.
Yes.
Okay, yes, good.
The Palladium chef is my title.
Oh, yes, that's right. So they have to make a cheesecake, and they have to impress us and the judges at the very end, and the best cake wins. Now, very interesting point. Whoever strikes first gets a 15-minute penalty. So I think there's going to be a very psychological game going on where they're trying to bait each other into attacking first and losing that crucial 15 minutes.
Especially if those 15 minutes happen at a time where you need a specific part of your recipe to set, because that is a crucial part of cheesecake.
Yes.
Especially if you're going for something a bit above and beyond the standard cheesecake model. If you're looking for some kind of fruit augmentation or maybe some chocolate augmentation, you don't want to lose those 15 minutes at the wrong time.
No.
Yes, the colors and the texture will be all wrong.
Oh, completely. Yes. Yeah, yes. If they do that, they're going to have to bounce back.
I don't know if that's possible.
Oh, yes, it's true. It's the test of a chef. Their ability to bounce back and get a grip.
Complicating things further, strike too early, and you can not only do you lose the 15 minutes, but you also open up the rest of your time
for
interference.
Yes, that's true. It's a lot of strategy today in our highest stake quarterfinal cooking contest on FaZe World ever. Not like all those other seasons where I said that was the most intense cooking contest ever. This is the one. This is it. And definitely just so you got to stay tuned. Anyways, here's our sponsors. Anyway, so you step
Hi, in. This is Wendy's Grillers. We are
we're back. So Canola Warlock steps in on the shoulders in a little fucking seat, booster seat strapped to the back of Calzone Sorcerer. Do they look human, or do they look like human canolas and calzones? Do they look like pastry Italian cooking?
I mean, they're part of the same pantheon as the pizza wizard, so what do you think, Ross?
They look human, but they very much smell like the thing they named themselves after, so yeah.
So they could smell worse.
They smell delicious, actually. Mm-hmm. They smell
Like, if I was a man-eating type, I'd definitely think about it.
So, it begins. Give me a cooking check.
I would say, just before it begins, it's like, hey, do me a favor. Like, slap me in the face repeatedly for, like 5 seconds straight. That's how I get pumped up.
Are you telling the judges this?
I'm telling you.
Or telling my character?
I mean, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Vance.
Oh, he's right. Take it. Turns. I will gather the power of friendship. Go ahead. I'm just thinking too over the top.
Yeah.
You know, this is
don't
how the
forget. Over the top.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like a flip the hat. Yeah.
It's like a switch.
It's like a switch.
Yeah. So go and give me your first cooking check.
All right.
God damn it.
The goddamn god. Mm-hmm. That is a 5.
Okay. All right. They're doing better. They had to.
I'm doing a strawberry and chocolate cheesecake.
Okay.
Two flavors that go well together.
So you succeeded. So you're on the right path. So what you realize, though, is that there is a nonstop shit talk coming from Canola Warlock, who is Chris. Oh, you sure? Did you measure that right? That looks wrong to me. Oh, I think you fucked that up. I think you messed that up. Oh, yeah, no, that's terrible. Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Listening to his album.
Yeah.
His anti-coalition album. It's like, it
give me a spirit check to stay focused.
Like,
You need to beat a 7.
11.
Okay. he rolled very well for a shit talking, but not well enough. So
music.
It's power yeah, it's music. Great to just...
And friendship. Beating him up earlier helped.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Jets have come out and they have taken it away. I'm sorry. You could be receiving instructions from that headset. We have to confiscate it. Wow. What a big move. That's a right call from the judges. Well, what do you think, color commentator?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, they could be telling him exactly how to put the chocolate and the, what did you say, raspberry?
Strawberry
together. I mean, that blend, it's got to come out just right, or chocolate the colors will be all over and it'll be just messy. We don't want it that
way. I'm just going to hum the tune. I memorized his whole album. I'm going to hum it to myself.
Okay. This will be do you have persuasion?
I do.
Okay. Roll persuasion. Cool.
Not great at it though.
Yeah,
I know it's important. It's not the session. It's not the session of the game. It's this
contest. No, you got to
spend all your principle.
There we go.
Explosion.
Explosion.
Oh shit!
Explosion.
Okay.
21.
All right, you're really fucking good at tuning them out. So yeah, with that, they are actually getting frustrated with their own mistakes. As you are in a, you're able to just yeah, zen. Yeah, just total zen and
persuasion check just to be zen. Shouldn't it be like isn't that a spirit thing?
I use persuasion for him to basically convince himself not to.
Oh, I got you. I was talking to the inner me.
Yeah, the inner you.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like what the resistance.
And it's basically dude.
Spirit is used for willpower type stuff.
Yeah. I imagine it's like still
dude.
Was.
Oh yeah,
I don't dude. You don't need this, dude.
Yeah,
like good job, dude.
Yeah, no, with that result, you win. You have the better cake, and basically the judges. Yeah, well,
oh, nobody actually struck.
No, they were trying to bait him into striking.
I'm the monster.
Yeah, and Steve was so focused, and you weren't going to provoke it.
And they're not going to take that 15-minute penalty.
They're not going to take that 15-minute penalty, yeah. So it sounded the actual cake. They're like, wow, they stayed focused the entire time, both of them. But we'll see who's actually better and who's not fit for this kitchen. What do you think, expert commentator? What do you think of their cooking techniques?
The techniques were of interesting choice either side. Having the crust of the cheesecake encompass the entire cheesecake was an interesting choice from the calzone sorcerer. Now, however, the Grackletooth's cheesecake using a chocolate crust and a chocolate base with the strawberries woven through will be an interesting choice to see if this chocolate-covered strawberry concoction will be popular with the judges.
I agree. Very interesting. They are trying to win this contest, each of them. They're competing in this contest
cooking. Like a competition.
Yeah, like a competition. Yeah.
I don't know. Purely aesthetic appeal. They're all very, very beautiful.
Like, you have to say something funny. I'm sorry.
Yes? It's a bold strategy. Let's see if it pays out.
Yes. give us an analogy.
Well, you know, I mean, we didn't expect a whole lot from some of these. After all, calzones can be rather cheesy. It is a
cheese. Bloody brilliant.
Yes. Saucy. Let's get down to the cooking. All right.
I am a saucy boy.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, saucy boy. And that'll be clip and go viral, right? I hope so. I don't understand how this works. I'm getting Ramsay's clothes. But yeah, you win the quarterfinals. You beat the calzone sorcerer and the canola warlock because you have a better cake. And they tried to make it into a calzone.
Yeah, I like the way that you were describing it. Yeah.
Well, there's your mistake right there.
Yeah. They can't not make a calzone. You hate to see the classic mistake. Only making calzones, no matter what the challenge calls for.
Right. But of course, like, you know, even though it's like, I look at them like, namaste.
Yes.
When the cake folded together would be better.
So, with that, you pass through the quarterfinals. Now you only have the semifinals
and the finals.
So the...
Of course, as soon as I'm like, thank you, judges.
Yeah.
But the moment the cameras are off, like, and then, of course, then I just punch a wall in happiness.
Yeah, in happiness. That's how that.
Yeah.
So that's how aggression works.
Yep.
Flip the hat back around too.
Oh yeah, it's over. Yeah.
I guess my chef's hat. I just turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta rotate totally your attitude.
No, it's the way that the poofy thing on the top, like, it has to sit back to get out of his eyes, but like, mm-hmm. Now it's over.
And I'm also realizing. I mean, this is pointless. It's to keep your hair out of the food. And I have no hair.
I just realized what the semifinals should be.
Oh,
it's the ratatouille. You have, but you're the ratatouille. So you're ratatouille-ing a giant to making that. That's a real test of a cook to being able to control a much larger creature into cooking just as well as you can.
Oh, that's just like grandma once described. When she made her, makes her famous dumpling, she has to seize the control of the body of a giant.
Mm-hmm. So you'll control Godzilla, and then we have someone controlling a robot.
Well, like it's Mechagodzilla. It's going to be your body weight in raccoons controlling another kaiju. And that's
that makes sense.
Math
riffs a thinking man's game. Anyway,
by the way, Ross, I do have to know, like, when Gordon Ramsay's clone announces the winner, does he mess with the whole everybody? It's like, so I gotta say, like, this may be the worst cheesecake I've ever seen.
Oh no, he's quite effusive about winners. The losers.
No, it's like, this is the worst cheesecake I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, and then, like, then he gaslights. That has been a winner. Yes, it's absolutely terrible at losing. Yes,
it's like, this is the worst cheesecake I've ever seen, but the best I've ever tasted.
Yeah. He fucking loves gaslighting so fucking much on his shows. It's not even funny. It's just...
We're not judging you, Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, I am. I'm judging the shit out of him. He has many crimes to pay.
Because, you know, he's a fan of our show.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Ragnar Thunderaxe, your superior at the Tomorrow Legion, he has called you in for another mission.
I'm in a group. It's like, fuck it. I love missions. Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. So the mission is... we don't know the name.
The cheesecake going, oh.
I brought him a piece of it.
Yeah, it's out there in the middle of the briefing table. Mm-hmm. Everyone's eating cake while they get the briefing. It's very nice. The mission
is strawberry.
We've identified the muse of classic rock. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly where the person with the muse is, because the muse's ability has synergized with the person. They were a radio DJ at a small town, but now they've opened up or created or accessed a pocket universe that's Endless Highway. And it's basically, here's what one of our drones we sent through their rift found. You're now listening to 102.3 Real Rock. And just a plasma bolt goes off. This ain't your Robo-Granny's station.
Automatic rail gun fire.
Automatic rail gun fire. Just the hardest, coolest rock ever.
Glitter boy pylon noise.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah. The roar of a demon from hell. Now, coming up next... Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. So we've theorized that the radio classical rock is amplifying the drive time radio experience of pre-Rift's Earth, which I don't understand, but they love their cars back
then. Those are a bunch of words.
Those are a bunch of words. We think that he is keeping this up to keep out the Coalition and Federation of Magic, which are already chasing him. So we need you to enter, get a vehicle of some kind. We can help you. I don't know, some sort of wheeled vehicle. You access the road to rock and roll, highway to hell. And
because life is a highway.
Life is a highway, yes. And you'll have to be, we're not sure exactly how you get to the radio station to rescue the muse, but we're hoping once you're on the road, the radio station DJ will try and help you, because it's clear he does not like the Coalition or the Federation of Magic. So, but he cannot delay them forever. So you need to be able to, get to the radio station first and bring them here.
Don't you worry. Like, there's not a vehicle made. I can't drive.
Great. So that's the real question, is how many vehicles do you want to take? There's three of you. You could take three vehicles, or you could get a larger vehicle. We think one of them at least is in a truck, one of your competitors. But yeah, and we don't know.
I think we need our own rig.
Like each of us?
No, like a truck, like that has like a drive, like multiple stations people can be at. Yeah. Hey, how are you at driving?
Horrible. I can't.
And how are you at driving?
What's the drive skill again?
Driving. Ability. It's driving.
I don't have it.
See, so we need something where we can all be in there, but one person drives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did this once before, right? Like, mm-hmm. You were driving and we were
shooting. Oh, yeah. No, we were being followed by something.
Yeah.
And then someone flew and took it out.
Yeah.
That's why I don't worry about having to pilot anything. It's like, I can just go, phew.
Yeah.
Is it just like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
So, you could pick either like a semi-truck or a bus and modify it. Each of you could make one modification to it.
Oh, battle party bus.
Battle party bus.
So yeah, do you want a former school bus or like a city
tour
bus?
No, a tour bus.
Tour bus.
Like it.
All right. Yeah. All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
We can have like robot groupies in there.
Well, all right. Each of you gets to make one modification for free. Then you can pay if you want more. So like we'll just role play this a little bit. So it's a standard tour bus. It has light mega damage armor, so it's not going to instantly fall apart when it's shot once. But and it has a we'll say it's not nuclear powered. It has a battery, though. It's electric. It has quite a few miles on it, but you can.
It's like a mini fusion battery.
No, it's like a techno wizard battery. So,
right. Yeah. Magic's a thing.
Yeah, magic is a thing, it turns out. So you can charge it out there, but it also could be just plugged in too if you find a power source. But it's not nuclear. Like, so you could.
A magic plug-in.
Yeah, magic plug-in. Yeah.
Hi.
Spirit and magic helmet.
Yeah, so this is going to be a long trip, we think, in terms of miles travel. We don't know how long it will take in time, but, you know. It could be the long-range radio, so you'll be able to send messages back to the rift that connects to Earth, so we'll be able to get the transmission through the rift.
Please tell me it's a techno wizard CB radio.
It is now.
It's like, breaker, it's like that 10-4 breaker.
Yeah, so you can't use it because you don't have psychic or magic energy there, Steve. So
Somebody is going to have to be the voice on this trip.
So, yeah, each of you can make one modification for free.
I'm thinking a button to do all terrain because, like, anything could be a highway.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Like, I'm talking, like, we can even go on water. Like, shh.
Well, all right. No, all terrain is fine. Like modded tires, better suspension and all that shit. You can all terrain it, but like water is a different.
I'm thinking like a spiked giant, you know, mega damage armor plate cow catcher in the front.
Yeah.
For ramming.
Yeah, yeah. Cow catcher, a ram plate, just like a Warhammer 40K spaceship.
Yeah, because that you ram things.
You do. That is a thing. All right, so we have all terrain, cow catcher, ram plate, and front armor, obviously. Yeah.
Gunner's dome on top.
Gunner's dome. Okay. And you get a gun with that. I would say probably just a rail gun by default. So you have, you know, limited amount of ammo. If you tie it into, you could make it an energy weapon and tie it into the thing, but that'll use up the battery a lot quicker.
Or just plug it into yourself.
Yeah, so I guess that's, yeah, I mean, that's, well, but the PP.
Need like a magic gun for that.
I Tomorrow Legion will definitely give you a, well, yeah, you could choose. Yeah, what do you want? Do you want a rail gun with, you know, metal ammo that will run out eventually? Metal. Or you could have an energy weapon tied into the power system of the vehicle, but that'll obviously use up your PPE indirectly, so mm-hmm. or your psychic energy. Or do you want like a conventional energy weapon with battery packs? Like
I have both. Like part of the draw of being a mystic is having all of the
packs. Yeah. Well, it's your choice. Like what do you want? What do you want in the gunner stuff?
How's your shooting?
Well, D6.
Well, then probably something that you can use. So,
yeah.
Because mine's only a 4.
Mine's a D10, but I got to drive.
Yep.
Yeah. Unless you can find somebody along the way to take on driving. So
I'll start the drive. But yeah, if we find someone on the way.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you choosing for your weapon?
Driving a truck.
Probably just standard railgun. Okay. What can we do to reinforce the supply of ammo?
I mean, it'll have a good amount of ammo, but like, you know, it depends on
have the guy from Resident Evil 4 in the back.
Oh, there's something blocking the road. Well, I just shoot it. Okay. Well, you're out of ammo now because you had to shoot an entire tree, you know.
No, Ross. No, we'll have the guy from Resident Evil 4 in the back. Like, what are you buying? Like, ammo, obviously. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll sell it at a high price. Like, basically. I know you do. You're terrible.
All right. So you get on the tour bus and hit the road as you drive it through the rift. The shifter there on duty is like, I've just got like little traffic things to direct you into the rift. And yeah, you hit the road. It is.
By the way, bring one thing along.
Yeah.
Mirror shades built to fit my head.
yeah, of course.
Are they wraparound shades?
Of course. Yeah. They have to be. I have no ears.
They have fuzzy dice behind on the rearview mirror and a hula girl planted on the dashboard. And yeah.
And the fuzzy dice are actually grenades.
So the, yeah, it is a highway at night. And it looks like the signs are all intact. They look pristine. It's like you're pre-Rift's Earth. You know, this is just some weird realm created by the muse, though. So yeah, and the, hey, this is the DJ 102.3 Real Rock FM. And this next song is dedicated to all those travelers out there fighting for a better tomorrow. I hear there's a legion of you. You hear that, you coalition bastards and federation jerk-offs? Anyway, here's a real rock hit. And it starts playing Radioactive again.
I think he's talking about us.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah. Carry on.
You know, you start driving for a bit, and within an hour, you see toll booth up ahead, the sign. So,
it's like, what is a toll booth?
I think we need to pay the booth.
What? So we have to pay a booth? Did booths talk, or were they sentient back in previous times?
I don't know, man. Like, it's wild.
Yeah, so that's okay. We're born to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's only starting, guys. It's only
This is what's going to happen.
Okay, so you see a massive, like, you know, high federal highway level toll booth
coming, and I've never seen one before.
Yeah, you know, multiple lanes, big metal thing blocking each lane, and there's a person in a booth. You can see their silhouette, but the glass is kind of foggy, so you can't see who it is. So what's the play here? You got to stop and like a normal person would and ask what the toll is.
I've never negotiated with a booth before, but I think we should at least try to negotiate with the booth person.
What would probably appease the muse, though?
I mean, rebel, you, right?
I mean, like
we could go around. We got the all-terrain thing.
Wait, or like maybe like does he want something radioactive? Because this has been on the radio for the past 3 hours now.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Oh, this is different.
Yeah. Oh wait, that's not Harvard classic rock. Yeah.
got my
compact discs mixed up. All right. Yeah,
I'll stop.
All right, you stop. The voice. Oh, hello.
This is the toll booth. Please put one soul into the basket.
One second. Did we bring any extra souls?
I'll buy it at a high price.
I mean, you eat those, right?
Yeah, but they're consumed. They're gone. I don't have like extra on me.
Well, can you like poop one out?
Can't you like regurgitate one or something? Like if you were to feed your young.
Do you not have a soul, sir?
We don't have a spare one, no.
You have souls, you just don't want to pay them?
Well, we need ours.
Pull off to the side, sir. You'll have to go hunting in the field of souls.
Oh, great. That's how they get you.
So you. Man.
Previous Earth capitalism was soulless, but I didn't realize it was this soulless.
So it's okay. It's okay. This guy, like this guy's
I'm nominating him.
It's okay. Obviously, this guy's a soul man.
So you pull off to the side. There's another little station with another little fogged up window. There's another voice. It sounds exactly the same.
Just try to wipe the fog away.
It's on the inside.
No, like, are you?
Hello.
Like, are you the booth, or are you
a different person? Can you tell from my voice?
No.
Oh. Well, probably get your ears checked, sir. Anyways, if you look off to your right, the dark and foreboding field with the over dead trees and the mist rising up.
There is one.
Right. Yes, I see that vast field.
Yes. Go in there and look for a bag made of human skin and inscribed with necromantic runes off to your immediately to your right.
My mom has one of those. Grandma has one of those. It's
just grab one of those and then stuff a soul into it. And don't be eaten by the fearsome monsters that haunt the field.
Joss.
Sure.
This feels a very...
That's like, don't worry. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Yay! All right, so yeah, that's it seems they want you to harvest people on the highway to hell to plop them in there so you can pay your way forward. So yeah, what's your technique? Are you just marching out there looking for souls? You're going to set a trap and lure them in with bait? Are you going to sneak around?
I'm going to do what my grandma does. Like, yeah. Like back when she used to hunt souls.
Okay, what'd you do?
Set traps.
Okay, set traps. What are you baiting them with? A cult would be good to know what souls want.
Yeah, it's like, actually, you're right. Like, do you guys know how to lure souls? I've never done it before.
Ten.
A life force in the form of blood.
Yeah, what do you say?
Basically, enough blood that you take a wound is going to be enough to lure a soul. The life force will draw one forward. And then someone just... And they'll be like... There's enough magic energy here and that they'll be visible. They'll be like little ghostly white spectral things. And apparently that bag will treat them like corporeal beings. So you can get the bag around them and tie the drawstring.
Do their skulls occasionally chatter in a very adorable way?
The what is?
Do their skulls occasionally chatter in a very adorable
way? Oh, no, they're all ghosty, like foggy mystic thing. There's no bones. So, yeah, life force or things that remind them of living and being alive and charged with a lot of powerful emotional or psychic or magical energy. So things like that would be good bait. If you have ideas, I can tell you if something else would be good bait or not. If you use music that is hopeful and inspiring would be good too, but that would probably draw one of the, you know,
monsters
that would be
probably. Although, okay, well, one of us can perform while the others kill whatever tries to go after them.
Or someone can just donate a bunch of blood and I'll heal them up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Either one of us can heal. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, you both can?
Yeah, we both have healing. Yeah.
I even have greater healing, so I can heal not fresh wounds. Like,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
So it doesn't matter. Like, who? Yeah, one of us is going to mark off healing. So
I'm a magic battery. I'll do it.
Okay.
Costs 3 to cast a healing spell, right?
Mm-hmm. 3 points for healing.
Just for base, yeah.
Yep.
And you have to make a spell casting check.
All right, like, oh, yeah, okay, so you can you heal? I'll donate the blood if you heal me.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a 9er?
Yeah, I think that's pretty
good. 9 is definitely enough, so you're able to cast that. So you'll definitely lure a soul in, but how are you going to, you know, obviously if you're, well, you have to hide out of sight.
Stealth D6.
But like, how are you just going to try and sneak up on the ghost, or are you going to
trees? Can I dig a pit and basically make like a ghost pit trap with the bag at the bottom?
Ghosts, you made a good occult check. Ghosts don't have gravity; they float along the ground because that's what they remember doing in life.
Wait, so this is a big field?
Yeah, there's trees though too.
Is there a scarecrow post?
Sure.
Like, I can just hang up there and just wait for him.
All right, give me some kind of check.
Survival?
Survival, sure. All right.
Performance to look like a...
Performance.
Performance to look like
a... Yeah, performance. Really method act this shit. Yeah.
Five.
All right, five. Yeah, you, the girls rolled a one, so... yeah.
I was like, thanks for healing me.
Life force. I love it. It reminds me when I was alive and I had flesh, delicious blood. I can't. What's going on? Why am I in this bag?
It's like the bag is a happy place.
I don't feel happy.
It takes a moment to kick in. You'll be fine.
Give me some of that blood.
It might as well throw it in the bag.
I just bite on my side of my mouth.
All right.
Then there you go.
All right, give me an agility check.
Is this going to try to escape?
Yeah, it's a ghost. It can fit through a pinhole. It gets a d12 on this. I roll another natural one. Fuck.
I rolled a 12.
Yeah, all right. Fuck you. Yeah, sorry.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I just hate you because my dice hate me. Like, so yeah, you succeed. You pull the...
It's okay, Ross. It'll come back when the rolls matter.
Yeah, yeah. When you come into the fight with the boss, it's like, oh, another crit.
Knew we should have opted more rails.
Yeah, yeah. So you pay the toll of one soul and you get back on the road.
Here you go.
And yeah, you start driving and you quickly realize you can hear the radio And the signal's getting stronger, especially since you got past the toll booth. It's coming in clearer now. What classic rock song is it playing now?
As we're getting closer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Something that you don't think it should be a classic rock song, but it totally is. Like, yeah. Oh, I know. It could be something. Alien Ant Farm's cover of Bad. Or
No. Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal. That's smooth it. Criminal. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back in the halcyon days of the early 2000s.
Right. I guess, and we're all just involuntarily just nodding
along. It's a good cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also banned from Clear Channel after 9/11. One of the, remember the Clear Channel memo? They said certain songs should be not played on the radio after 9/11, including like all of Rage Against the Machine, but also that cover. Anyways, yeah.
Interesting choice.
Yep. It's a whole thing. There's Wikipedia article on it. I remember because I just read it recently. So anyway, you are lost, though. The roads seem to be winding or looping you around. It's foggy. It's night. You're going through the same goddamn diamond interchange like 5 times, you think.
So this is worse than a run through the jungle.
You're alone, but you do see lights up ahead. after your fourth loop, you do see the lights of a massive gas station, a fortress, a beacon of light in this eternal darkness.
Is it a Buc-ee's?
It is a... What is the Riff's version of Buc-ee's, though?
No, we literally stopped at a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
The last...
they call it Killy's. It's got a murderous beaver on the as its mascot. But yeah.
So it's a Buc-ee's.
Yeah, it's a Buc-ee's, yeah. But yeah, you can't stop at the gas station and look for a... Get help, if you want, to try and find the Riff.
Hey, anyone got a pee?
I mean, if you're stopping, you're going to take the chance.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically a giant Buc-ee's. And this is the first time you see other cars here. There are other people there. Some of them look like they are from Free Riff's time.
And of them look very, very flashy.
There's no Coalition people here that you can tell. There's no Federation of Magic people here.
I would say any fascies or ultra-libertarians floating around.
There are some sketchy-looking undead dudes in the parking lot, clearly huffing paint. But
they're very grateful for it.
Yeah. And they're giving all of you an evil eye. There is also a... Yeah, but you all... what advance? What are you going to be doing once you park?
Oh, this is like one massive... It's Buc-ee's,
yeah.
Right?
Like,
yeah, I'm going to go get lost in the Buc-ee's, I guess.
All right, get lost in the Buc-ee's, yeah.
And we got to go in. We got to go in. Look.
So, are they like zombies?
They look pretty undead. Are you an expert in the occult?
No, I'm just are they skeletal or are they
They got fleshy parts. Yeah.
Okay, corporeal undead. Grandma talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
She dated one once.
Okay. They're all wearing wife beater shirts and they're all huffing paint and they're all talking to themselves and they all look at anything. They look over at everybody. I'm like, yeah. Got a bad attitude. But there's other people here, too, milling about, checking their vehicles.
I look at them like, all right, guys, paint it black.
I was going to say if they're bad to the bone, but okay.
You do see some of their bones sticking out. So you're getting lost in the Buc-ee's. It is food and a variety and things that would be enticing to normal people. But you're, a psychic vampire. So, yeah. What about you, Darryl?
I'm going
to
go
crazy. You do know you need to figure out some information to get out of this maze loop.
The loop.
Yeah, so, highway. Like,
is there a section for maps?
You go in the store, give me I think it's notice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a notice check.
It's at the bottom of it.
Yep. Try that again.
I mean, you did a massive fail. I could be looking for it too. That's kind of a notice. Get an eventually.
Yeah, I'm not spending another one.
All right, fair enough. So,
yep.
You do find a person there who Tom, describe what a vagabond in the gas station looks like. Like someone with a vagabond character class.
He's definitely wearing clothing that he's scavenged from the Buc-ee's.
Okay. All right.
And carrying multiple plastic bags full of stuff that he totally hasn't stolen.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'll just say his name is Wisconsin Pete. So he's like, Wisconsin Pete comes up to you. He's like, hey, I'm Wisconsin Pete. I see you looking lost.
Yeah. You been around these parts for a while?
Oh, yeah. I've been here for a couple of weeks now, but I'm looking to move on. I think I've been able to avoid the security.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You look like a rambling man.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I am. Wisconsin Pete. What's your name? Hi.
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Daryl.
Daryl. Oh, good name, Daryl. Yeah. There's places, lots of places to hide here, camp out. There's a camping section over there. But eventually the store security realizes that you're here. And I'm trying to, and the real thing is getting across the door. That's where they really bottleneck you. Because I figure if I can run out to a friendly vehicle, I could, you know, make my exit without too much worry. But because I'm a little shy on credit. So, you know, but I know these roads really well. If you're looking for someone to help you, Wisconsin Pete's the man to talk to.
Happen to be good at driving?
I am. I'm a trucker until my truck got stolen and got broke because it was not an insured truck. Yeah.
Ever drive a tour bus before?
Oh yeah, plenty of times.
So you got to go on the road again
for Vulture Spit. I was the roadie for them and also their driver. And let's see here, Opossum Sins, and then what was the third band? Oh yeah, Malfeasance Audit. They were a tax accountant band, but it was very good thrash metal. So, anyways, yeah. I can drive a bus. I can drive all kinds of vehicles.
All right, well, we got a bus and we're trying to get our way through this countryside, so we can be a friendly vehicle.
Okay,
is there
great.
Like an insight to like see if this guy's on the up and up?
Notice.
You have to be noticed.
Yeah, I think it's notice is really the only equivalent. There's not like a
human. I was going to say, like, before we invite him on.
There's not a sense motive, psychology skill. Unfortunately,
like, it might be good for both of you to roll that. Just see if you buy it.
I have no reason to doubt this.
All right. No, he seems legit.
All right. Well, there you go. Wisconsin Peace.
As an aspiring artist in a tour bus, I need roadies.
And a driver. So.
Well, hey, I was driving.
You were driving.
But now you can be shooting.
I mean, I like doing both.
So as you recruit Wisconsin Pete, he has his bags of stuff, and even if he drops his bags of stuff, they're still going to be like they've seen him eat the food here, and they don't let you leave.
And he's wearing the clothes from this place.
Oh yeah, that too, with price tags on them. So he's actually pretty clean too. Like they have showers, they have rooms here, there's a lot. Yeah, Bucky's.
So it's like the YMCA.
Yeah. By the way, you're out there, Vance. What are you looking for?
I was just browsing the, you know, like what you do when you walk into a convenience store. You kind of like browse and look around a little bit.
Yeah, there's yeah.
But yeah, I'm just kind of looking at what they're selling and
they got little,
meaning, like getting lost, like looking at.
Oh yeah, they got little souvenirs. They got camping stuff. They got give me a notice check.
Yep, that's kind of what I was going for. See if anything kind of pops up, help us out.
Sure.
I got a 4.
Okay. All right, is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Maybe something to help us out with, you know, like a map of the area.
You don't see maps. That is a little harder to find, but you can't eliminate them being out in the open. You would have seen it if they were out in the open, so they must be kept somewhere special. By the way, the clerks, there are clerks and employees.
That's
and
what
they're
I'm saying.
All
is there a clerk?
Wearing like robes with hoods and like it's just shadow in there. So they're like
name tags?
The name tags are in runes of a language none of you have seen before.
Texan.
Yeah, Texan. There.
Oh, it's ancient Texan.
Ancient Texan. Yeah, a very ancient and disturbing language for sure. So you do see that. You also see that some of the parking lot undead have come in and they're kind of giving you all the stink eye, or at least one of them. One of them sees you, starts walking towards you.
Well, I was going to move. Walk up to a clerk. So,
you can walk up to a clerk. He's watching you, and you know that he's watching you with that check. But yeah, you go to the clerk. He's like, "Hello, I am the clerk. I am a clerk, one of many bound in the service."
So there are many clerks here. Okay.
Yes.
I'm looking for.
But were you supposed to be here today?
I'm supposed to be here every day. I am bound into service for 1,000 years for my crimes against Bucky. No.
Are there mall rats nearby? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, no, I'm going to be. Yeah. Maps.
Yes, we have maps.
I didn't see any.
They're behind the counter. They're very stolen frequently. So we have put them behind the counters next to the Marlboros and the camels.
Are there camels?
And the vapes.
May I see a map?
You may. Look, there's the map. There's a little like glass display case behind the counter. It's like gilded up. And it's like the map.
Price one map.
The price is a 3 souls.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Starting to see what the commodity is going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or you could make a deal.
No, I think I'm good. I'm gonna go tell the group that
very found well. Map. All right. Wisconsin, I've been out here before. Yeah, give me behind the wheel and I got you out of this foggy part.
Who's this guy?
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Pete.
He seems completely trustworthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can pretty much figure out, like, just by looking at him, that he's got, like, all the stuff I just noticed on the shelves, right? Like, on him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm checking for that.
Like, how's the brisket sandwich in this place?
Oh, my God. It melts in your mouth. It's so good.
So, Matt. Yeah, how much does it cost?
3 souls?
Would we even be able to get back to the field?
I don't know. But it seems like that's, like, the going rate everywhere here.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a total racket. You see, they try and trick you into either selling the souls of your friends and thus binding them to be work here at the Buc-ee's or your own. They ask you to get rid of the miscreants. That's their usual scam. And the miscreants, of course, the people that are
the mall rats
escaped, that leave here. Well, the undead guys, or they used to work at Buc-ee's and now their contract's up, but now they're just undead because they had to serve for 1,000 years. So, of course, after you die, you become undead and continue your contract. And now they're undead without purpose. So they're just angry at people and looking to, you know, fight in the parking lot.
Kind of like that guy that's been following me. I kind of look
at him. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a miserable guy. They're going to try and fight you in the parking lot. Fighting in the Buc-ee's parking lot.
It's like, yeah, street fighting, man.
Yeah.
I was thinking Roadhouse, but okay.
I mean, usually they'll try and challenge you one-on-one to claim your soul so they can come back to life. There's going to be a lot of soul-related stuff here because it's a highway to hell. So
the undead don't have souls at all?
Not these ones. Maybe other ones do. I only know about the metaphysics of the Buc-ee's.
That'll
He's sell. Like, I'll put all my skills.
That's an Buc-ee's episode title if I ever heard one.
That old chestnut.
That old chestnut. Yeah. So yeah, what do you want to do?
Look up at the Buc-ee's sign. It's no longer just a beaver. The beaver is, like, dead. It's roadkill.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, he's undead and mean.
But armed.
Achilles. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's very, very armed with a scythe, in fact. Yeah.
Like,
such a welcoming, inviting
place. Having now looking at this and getting a general vibe of this whole place, say, Wisconsin Pete, was it?
Yeah.
Does the Buc-ee's beaver actually come around here?
Oh, yeah. He's the manager.
Shit.
Well, it only comes if there's a big problem or in the don't worry, there's no quarterly evaluations for a while.
Okay, so as long as we don't cause a scene, he shouldn't show up.
Yeah, fighting in the parking lot is not a scene. They expect fights in the parking lot. So, but now that you know about the fight in the parking lot, we could all just make a run for your bus, and then you know, yeah.
No, like we'll just walk out there casual, like everything's just fine.
Okay, so when I step through the doors, though, we got to run because they'll say I'm shoplifting because I am. And the alarm will go off and we'll have to go.
Okay, be cool until the moment we step out the door.
Yeah, kind of like block me from the cameras. Like, have me in the middle. Like, and I'll crouch down a bit.
Actually, hide behind me. I'm huge.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you all agree to this plan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, this might seem weird. I have a big coat right now. Like, mm-hmm. Let's go to the bathroom right quick.
Okay. Are you going to give him the coat?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to take it off. Like, all right, climb on my back.
Wisconsin Pete's a big guy. It's not gonna.
I'm 10 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, he's 6 feet. All right.
You now have a big hump.
All right. Yeah. All right. With that, he still goes off because he got a bunch of shit with tags on it, right? Mm-hmm. And they're.
But this is to get him to the door without being.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
But we're putting the door like. It's like, now, Pete, I need you to hold on really tight now.
Okay. All of you give me athletics check.
I'm just going to take off running with him on my
back.
Yeah, athletics. Hold on. No. Hold on. If he's going to do this shit,
yeah,
we're going to be leaving before him. Like, as soon as I see him come out with Hunchback, I'm like, okay, I'm going first.
Okay, so you Vance, you step out the door. What are you doing, Darryl?
I was just going to, like, see if anything obvious is going to come at him. But, yeah, I'm ready to bolt out the door.
I mean, the parking lot guys are definitely watching the front door. So, yeah, they are. So the two of you step out. The parking lot guys get up to intercept you, the two of you, first. So if you just want to make a run for it, that'd be athletics to sides, you know, duck and weave out of the way.
Jeez. Pete's a whopping 3.
You do need to beat a 4. You need a 5 or better. So
there you go.
7.
All right.
I'll be able to do it though.
Remember, your dice explode.
I don't.
All right.
But that's not like... Finally, five.
Okay. Still have to roll above average.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah.
Characters are not built that way.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. The two of you run and make it in the tour bus. They do not. They stop at the tour bus. Something about their undead nature, you suspect, Daryl, prevents them from harming the vehicles. It's just the people. Once they're on the lot, that's when they're fair game. So setting foot on the lot, you realize, is important. And they're hissing. But then you're last out there, Tom, and Steve, with fucking Wisconsin Pete holding onto your back.
Yeah,
I'm up. The clerk is right behind you. Stop, you have not paid for this merchandise. Give me that athletics, -2, because you have Pete on your back.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm gonna shoot at the guy.
Well, if you do that, that'll break the protection of the bus.
Ooh, yes.
They'll be able to attack your bus.
That's an 18.
Okay.
Sorry, 16.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay, then I'll just prepare.
At that point, just screaming.
Yeah, with that, you. Well, wait, they get a separate check. Let's see if they could get an exploding die. They do not. So, yeah, you...
Please come back. No.
That's what the clerk is, but the three undead guys are trying to interpose you. So how do you get around? How do you get... Do you go through them? Do you go over them?
You ever seen a bowling alley?
Yeah.
I'm bowling it.
All right. Yeah, you knock them down, rush into the bus. Wisconsin Pete gets the wheel in order to... He's the one who has to get out of the fog, out of the loop.
He can drive.
Yeah, so he drives. The clerk, though, is on his undead cell phone, and you can tell he's calling the manager because shoplifting is...
That's serious enough.
Yeah, so... The manager comes in a very, very large pickup truck that is the size of a tank.
Is it like a hearse/ pickup truck?
No, it's just a pickup truck. It's just that. It's just the natural progression of pickup trucks to make it to. So it
the
takes
balls
up
balls hanging from it.
Oh, the
balls bowling balls.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. All right. I'll give you Benny for that. So that's the kind of class Uber we like here at RPPR. So this will be a chase scene, and Willie Pete does have a 10, and he is a wild card, so he gets a D6 too. He gets a 5, so he's on the road. He's making progress.
Road again.
But the, let's see here, and the truck is behind you.
Can we see the manager behind the,
tinted windows.
Oh, can't see him?
Yeah, tinted windows.
It's like two glowing pinpricks of light for the eyes.
Oh, sure, yeah. You can see those through the tinted window somehow, yeah.
Maybe we could negotiate
or
with
maybe
them.
It's its buck teeth. Like, yeah. We can't tell.
So you can climb in the gunner's dome and shoot the rail gun if you want.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a shooting check.
I'm good at shooting.
And what are you just aiming at, the center mass of the truck, or are you trying to do something else?
Tires.
All right. Tired called shots are going to be way more difficult. So a negative. Well, just roll first, and I'll let you know, because you don't know what the pair or the armor value is.
6.
Okay. It does not hit your tour bus is pretty high up, and the tires are big, but the truck is defensively driving a bit, so it's anticipating that. So
what an asshole.
Yeah.
I have AP and HE nades.
Yeah. Throwing, I think, is a separate skill, or is it athletics? Throwing, just athletics then.
Yep. I think that's why I sunk points in athletics when I picked these up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 4.
All right. Well, that connects because it's just throwing a grenade and hitting the mass of the truck. The truck shakes a bit from that, shredding it. I'm not going to bother rolling damage. This is just a chase. It's just knocking the truck far enough that you get in the fog and it can't find you.
I'm going to guess I'm going to throw the armor piercing nade since it's an armored truck.
Yeah. Well, that was your first action. What about you, Vance? Do you want to do anything?
The beaver, right?
You don't see.
Well,
you
I mean,
see.
We were assuming, right?
Yeah, you were assuming. Right, yeah.
Anybody know what the natural predator of a beaver is?
Not without Googling it. I don't. Probably any kind of number of predatory animals.
All right. Someone want to throw out a predator? Because that's what like I'm going to do. I'm going to try to
bear,
make the bus
maybe?
Look like a, or a wolf? Like a massive
looking, the wolf reaper.
The wolf reaper?
So, okay, we'll make the bus look like a massive dire wolf or something.
Okay, yeah.
All right. In a check.
In a reaper robe.
Yeah. Give me a spellcasting check and mark off your ISP.
Yep.
8.
8. Okay, and the manager will get a resistance check. It does not make it because I cannot roll above a 5. So it shakes him quite a bit, actually. In fact, he will have to make a check to stay on course. He does make that. He does manage to keep driving, but he has lost some distance between the grenade and
as
the other
that
thing.
Comes on, can we have like Werewolves of London, or something?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Werewolves of London.
The Werewolves of London. So yeah, you are making progress. You're getting farther away from him. So new round. So Steve, you can make another shot if you want.
Yes. Six again.
Six again? Okay. Will you
still I'm going for like the engine block now.
All right, just center mass. So that does connect. Let's see if he makes it. He does make it. I can roll well on a D10, it looks like, but that's it. But he does fall farther back. So now I'll have a -2 on his next driving check. So, yeah.
Remind me again what HE nades are.
High explosive. They're a crowd clearing kind, I think. Yeah.
Could you punch a hole?
Did you write down the AP on it? It'll probably have some AP at least.
I didn't.
Okay. No. Is that the main? I assume it's in the main book. Yeah.
Mostly I'm just trying to decide because my next trick is going to try to use telekinesis to help like have the grenade explode right in front of his field of vision.
Oh, yeah. That would be.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about you could use it to like.
There we go. Personal range.
To make the road more treacherous for him.
If you spend a Benny point, you could say that there's a tree branch on the side of the road that you could telekinesis in front of him to knock him off.
Sure. I'll spend my last Benny on that.
All right. I'm sure we will need those later.
Yeah. Yeah. High explosive grenades have AP4. Armor piercing grenades have AP16. So, yeah.
All right, so I'll telekinesis a tree branch to
all right.
Muck up his driving.
Hell yeah.
We'll look at the cost of that later. 7.
That is enough. With that, the tree branch, it just slams, you know, the tree branch is big enough that it just crashes the truck. You don't even see it land by the time the fog
falls. Do we hear evil chittering?
Just a shriek of metal and wood as there is a fucking crack. Corbo. Yeah. Player's guide or Corbo, the spell?
Corbo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Corbo, because I can look at the cost of that spell I just cast.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you have made it. You have escaped from the Buckies of the Damned on the highway to hell. So
you just killed a beaver with a tree.
Oh, yeah. Ironic. All right. I'll give Daryl Benny for that. Yeah.
Took out a beaver with a wolf. Welcome to the jungle, man.
So
you already played that one, Tom.
No, I didn't. I didn't play that one.
You said jungle earlier.
Anyway.
Shut up. You weren't there. Shut up.
Because I was going to come back with like Paradise City when we finally got to where we were going to go. But okay.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That'll be the when you're
where it was a light at the end of the tunnel. And I was it's a stairway.
There we go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was going to be, I'd be careful just like, you know, about breaking the law.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Breaking the law. So Wisconsin Pete, I was like, what y'all here for?
We're here for somebody. Somebody we're looking for.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
What do you think of this radio station?
I love it. It's new, right? I didn't hear it recently, but a lot of people have been playing it. There were two vehicles in particular. I could hear them blasting it. And one was a big war rig with all the metal skulls on it.
Jeez.
Yeah. The other one, it was very high tech and whatnot. The other one was kind of a chariot that was being...
Was it on fire?
It was on fire. Yeah, it was on fire. And it looked like it had a bunch of like skeletons as galley slaves, like spinning the wheels. Flintstone styles, and I was being piloted by an ogre mage of some kind. Skeleton chariot. So, yeah, they were pretty mean-looking customers. So, yeah. Now we're getting through the fog, but I gotta tell you, there's a problem coming up ahead.
Sure is.
Yeah, there's going to be a mountain we have to take this vehicle up on, but there's a point, yeah. There's going to be a narrow divide. There's going to be a little walking path across this mountain. There's very a shortcut that gets you to the other side of the mountain. And because the other side of the mountain, there's a big river. And on the river, there's a bridge that can be raised and lowered. Now, the thing is that I just know for some reason, every time a vehicle comes down that mountain, the bridge is up. And they crash into it and they think they can jump the bridge, but the river's always too wide. I don't know. And when you're coming down the mountain, you're going so fast, you know, you either wreck when you hit the brakes or, you know, so if you were to slow down, one or two people could jump off this vehicle, go across a shortcut and get to the drawbridge and make sure it's down by the time the vehicle gets across.
Or fly.
Yeah.
Fly me to the moon.
I picked up fly because it was cool. I didn't and it turns out to be the most useful versatile.
Yeah, flying. Something humans have dreamt about since the birth, you know, since we saw birds for the first time.
You're like, I didn't pick it up because I knew you
Who would have known that would have been useful? Yeah. But yeah, you can fly and you can take, obviously, at least one person needs to be, you need to get the bus across the fucking road or the river. So you can't just fly across it all across the river. And the trick is, yeah. So do you want to take somebody with you?
You want to fly with me?
All right, so it's you and Pete there, Steve.
Well, it makes sense to leave the driver and the best gunner there.
Yeah. So you can take turns driving. It's slow going. It's a narrow, treacherous path leading up to a lot of jackknife turns.
Okay, I'll be up in the gun turret, like kind of acting as a lookout.
Yeah.
So maybe I can see further ahead, like as up, you know, sharp turn coming up to the left.
All right, you're doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just you and Pete.
So maybe he can... No, I have a little advance warning when something comes up.
Yeah, but yeah, so you start going up the mountain and Pete's talking and the radio is a blare to all those people taking the dangerous road, possibly like as you could call it like a zone of danger. If only there were a song. Oh, yes, there is. So
I guess all of us just involuntarily.
Changes
built into our
So give me spellcasting check there, Daryl.
Yeah, let's do some spellcasting.
Let's do some spellcasting.
In the danger zone.
I got that, Benny.
No kidding.
Well, you just lose a one PPE and cast again. A failed cast, as long as it's not two ones, it's not a crit failure. So
it was not.
So. Okay.
Yeah, that's worth it. Don't spend the Benny for that.
There we go.
Yeah.
10.
All right. So the two of you fly over and you can see that the bridge is up. What are you looking for?
Book again.
Okay. Yeah.
Extra person.
So the
notice check about as we're
flying. Yeah, go ahead, give me a notice check. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to put in the D6.
Okay. Five.
Five. All right. Sorry, just getting another drink. For the listeners at home, verisimilitude. Look at this production value.
Got enough for a raise. We are moving at pace 24.
Damn. All right, you get there pretty quickly. We'll do it in your notice check there, Vance.
Five.
All right.
I mean, I figure he's kind of worried about flying, so I'm going to look and see what we're heading in.
Yeah, so the drawbridge is definitely up, and it is a very long river. The tour bus definitely could not ramp that shit.
Well, that's not what I'm concerned about. Yeah. I was focusing in on the controls are at the station. Yeah.
So there is a light on, and there is a... It doesn't look like... There's been some scorch marks on the walls and some shattered. Yeah, there's also like a, oh yeah, there's a, looks like a, almost like a shallow grave, something dug up and buried off to right behind the little station. So, yeah. What do you want to do?
I mean, we're coming up on it one way or the other.
I'm going to use one of my new spells. How about a sound to like make something sound like it's a way to distract whoever might be in there.
What kind of sound and like where is it in relation to the like how like yeah what would the person in the station hear? I mean that could definitely work. It's just like what kind of sound?
How about like just like some motorcycles or something
like coming down the mountain?
Coming down.
Okay, give me a
like something to distract them. We're coming in.
Give me a roll.
You okay, Dan?
Just had a weird pain in the back of my neck.
Oh yeah. Yay, random pains.
Cold weather's fun.
Yay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with getting to the wrong side of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, man. I'm like, oh, God. Pain the last few days.
Eight.
Eight? Okay, yeah. So a skeleton, a flaming skeleton comes out. Not like a very strong flame, like a little weak flame, but it's definitely got some flame element to it. Comes out and looks, you know, rushes out of the station. And starts talking in skeleton to someone inside there, which is just the sound of bones chattering. So,
clack, clack, clack.
Hey, ghost. Oh man, it's like bad to the bone.
But he's got his little things up, like his little hand up. Let's see if he can see in the distance. He's clearly looking for the motorcycle. So, but you two are flying overhead. Like, what's your plan?
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, they're corporeal undead, so I can't really do a whole lot in terms of banishment. Yeah, so we may just have to fight them old school.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the leap on them, literally, because you're above them. Or at least this guy. You don't know what's in the station.
That's true.
You could land behind and try and sneak in.
I could sneak. You have stealth pretty good. I got D6. Stealth is a 4. I'm technically trained in it.
Well, I mean, you can just land wherever you want. There is a back door. You could land at the back door.
Hold on. I'm going to roll battle. That okay. seems like a good way to approach
this. Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Six.
Okay, with the six, you're trying to secure the station. You have the literally the jump on one. The door is open so he can talk to the others. So one of you gets the skeleton in there, and one of you rushes in there before... You want to get in the station. You don't want them to lock you out. So you need to just drop right in front of the door while it's open and lock yourself in and take out whoever's there. And then you can deal with the one guy
from the air.
Like,
and you could rush in.
Yeah, let's just...
The bridge station does look pretty secure. Yeah. Like, it's a bit, you know, strong-looking building. Stone and, you know, reinforced glass and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, bolt this guy from the air, and then he'll rush in for the other one.
Okay, so...
As we're coming in.
Yeah, okay.
Bam, and then...
Yeah, if you stop to bolt, you won't be able to rush in, because, yeah.
No, you're saying that he bolts.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, yeah.
He bolts dropping so down. That way the skeleton... I have a clear path to get inside.
Yes. Well, the door's just open and he's yelling into it. So he's out in the middle of the road looking up.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could both just jump in and rush in the station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's away from the door because he has to step away to look up the mountain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So both of you go in there and there's another skeleton in there. And so you have surprise. So I'll give you each one action before either of the skeletons can react. The other there's the skeleton inside the station, which is right next to the controls, and he's got a big wrench in hand. And then there's a skeleton outside who is just a skeleton. So Daryl, what do you want to do as your one action?
Burst.
Okay.
11.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's a raise. So you get a +2 to your damage, or +d6 to your damage. So, yeah, roll damage.
It's a 3d6 damage, then.
We'll say they have a 9.
Oh, my God. All ones.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, way, apparently.
All right. Well, it was impressive technically, but you would have shot him through the heart if he had a heart. But as a skeleton, they lack internal organs. Well, so,
yeah. Ross, you're to blame.
Yeah, clearly. You're rolling the dice that you brought.
He was shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
Oh, yeah. Hey, all right, get another Benny. All right. What's your action going to be?
A blast.
All right.
Or bolt.
Mine's yeah.
bolt. Because it's like a single
thing. Yeah.
So it's 5 to hit.
That hits. Normal hit. Roll damage. Toughness is 9. Does that have any armor piercing?
No. Okay. 11.
11 hits, wounds, and shatters them. They're skeletons. They're just, you know, one wound minions. So you shatter the skeleton, a new round. The skeleton starts rushing in to try and bonk you on the head because Daryl's further into the building. Because what is your parry value?
2.
Okay. Well,
I mean, 8. Teen.
1,000.
Well, with 3 still hits. What's your toughness with your armor?
4, I think that's what that means.
Do you have like a value in parenthesis that's higher?
Yep.
What's that?
4.
That's the higher value?
Yeah, I don't have any armor, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anything. All right. Well, he wounds you with a 5 as he claws at you with his bony hands tearing into you. You have -1 to all your rolls until you're healed. All right. So what do you want to do there, Daryl?
Let's go ahead and
burst. Bolt. Right, yeah, because burst would be a little dangerous.
Yeah. Burst would potentially wound someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Further.
That I happen to like.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a 5.
All right. That hits. Normal hit. A base damage. Target number 9. That you need.
Number 9.
Well, you get to reroll the damage dice explode, too.
Oh. 13.
Yeah. All right. You've zapped the other skeleton with magical energy. What does it look like? Is it a lightning bolt?
It's sound. It's
thunderstruck. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I know.
Yes.
Which is really good against bone. Yeah. So so meanwhile, while this is going on, you're up there with Wisconsin Pete there, getting to the top of the mountain. And as you're looking around, you can see the vista of this mountain is peering into other realms and other dimensions. And it's getting really weird. There's like some
savage.
I was
like, man, I can see for miles and
yeah. So
miles.
What do you see? What kind of fantastic vistas do you see? There's definitely space whales. I'll say that.
Oh, for sure. You got to have space whales.
Space whales flying through the nebula. You have some Vikings fighting other
Lego universe.
Yeah, there's a Lego universe. You don't know. Do you know what Legos are?
Oh, well, I think those are traps my grandma used to set out to disable feet.
Okay, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they're made out of those.
They're good caltrops.
Yeah. Also, just for clarification, I do have rapid recharge on both of my pools, so every hour I get 10 points back.
Okay, yeah, you definitely will refill between encounters.
There's a dinosaur noir going on. You know,
okay, yeah.
Dinosaurs walking around a dark city with rain.
Okay, it's very Alan Wake, but yeah. With dinosaurs.
Like a feet
it's or an
something.
Edge, yeah.
Which you can get when you advance your characters. So don't forget about character advancement, because anyways. So yeah, it's quite, but you also occasionally see the bottom. Like there's flashes through the fog around this mountain, and you can see you're just, this vehicle's barely on the edge of the, keeping on the road because of how winding and tight it is. And it's into the abyss, the infinite darkness. If you fall off, it's really bad. So how are you dealing with that?
It's eternal.
Hey, darkness. Pete.
Yeah.
Let's try not to go off into eternal nothingness.
Oh, no, that would old Pete.
Okay, well, you seem confident.
Yeah, got me some of that trucker speed in me.
That's good.
Really should have checked the stuff he was stealing.
You want to do a line on the dashboard?
No, thank you. At the moment, I am high on life. Before I build up a tolerance.
All right. So you're watching this, and then you notice as you get to the top, you say, "Yeah, we did it. We got off the hardest part. Now we just get to coast to the bottom." And that's what he hips and hollers, and he kind of like, "Ooh, my head's rushing. Ooh, maybe I did a little too much trucker speed."
Why don't you there's a bathroom in the back of this thing. Why don't you go back and splash some water on your face?
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna slide into the driver's seat.
All right, give me a driving check.
I still don't regret this decision. Letting him drive.
Yeah.
That's good. Six. Eight.
Okay. With an eight, yeah, you're really good at driving, it turns out. And you're able to keep the bus on the road, as you realize you can't really stop. Braking is not really much of an option. You're just going to fuck up the brakes because it is a very steep decline and the bus is very big.
If anything gets in your way, good thing you got that thing in the front.
Yeah, you do have the cat. Yeah, the cow catcher definitely helps. Yeah, there are rocks.
There's a reason I chose that.
Yeah. You don't have to roll for the rocks that fall. Yeah, but meanwhile, it's a bridge station. It's a bunch of controls. They're really weird looking and old.
Heal me, and then because you get your pull back faster.
Did either of you have any skill with anything even vaguely technical?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Research?
Electronics.
Research?
There is a manual. You can roll research on that. Repair or electronics.
As long as it isn't written in ancient Texan.
No, it's written in English. This is not it. You're out of ancient Texas now.
Closest thing I've got is academics.
Okay.
Five.
All right, so you're reading the manual and you get the instructions. You find the page, so you just have to read them aloud, because as you find the manual, you find the right page. You can see at the very top, a light at the top of the mountain. You realize that's the...
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of time. So okay. you have to kind of two-man this. Let's see here. You made your check. So, Daryl, you have to start following Vance's instructions as he tells you what buttons to push and what levers to pull and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Thank you.
And so give me academics to follow instructions carefully and precisely. Oh,
you have it?
Yeah.
You just said he did, so yeah.
Yes.
You could use another skill if you think it makes more sense, but I think academics would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Eight. There we go.
Six.
All right. So the two of you.
Nerds.
Following basic instructions, how to lower bridge. And you start hearing this horrible creaking sound. And so meanwhile, Steve, you're going down the mountain and there is a big rock in your way. You can definitely hit it with the cowcatcher and plow through it, but it may bounce you off the road. Give me another driving check.
You got an all-terrain thing going on.
Yeah, there's the all-terrain mode.
Yeah, that's how you're able to make the check and not just instantly fail.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
There we go. Seven.
All right, with the seven, the cowcatcher takes damage, but it does. You manage to hit just the side of it and cause it to bounce off the cowcatcher.
Yeah, right before I hit it, rock, brace yourself.
There's going to be some cleanup in the bathroom. Yeah, as you hear Wisconsin Pete bounce around in the little.
It's like, I want a rock. Rock.
I was thinking rock and roll.
Yeah.
It was pollution. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, that roll, that rock, it's rolling. It's gathering no moss. I'll tell you that much. So it's rolling down. It's rolling down that hill. It keeps on rolling. So
wait, it's like, so keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you get the idea.
Fuck you.
So you barrel down the mountain, and the two of you, you can, do you want to, he's going to keep going for a while. Even if he stops, it's going to take him a while to break. Do you want to? Yeah. So when do you want to stop to pick up your buddies there?
Is this still downhill from where we're at? Like,
basically, he's
got momentum.
That's he has so much momentum.
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely going to go past the bridge.
There's a reason when you go down mountain slope fast enough or steep enough, they tell you to like take it into, put it in first or second gear.
Yeah.
I just open the bus door.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to like get close to the
you want
station.
Us to jump into.
It's like it's a thought, guys. You know, if you want to,
yeah. Do you want to do that, or do you want to wait for him to stop a quarter mile and have to walk to catch up, or fly? I guess you can fly.
It's an athletics check, right?
It's like, guys,
yeah, athletics. Yeah, yeah.
Guys, you got to jump.
Jump.
I'll try it. Worst case scenario.
You critical fail and a bus runs over you?
Because you jump. What are the odds of
that? You're feeling too. It's fine.
All right, let's fucking do it. Let's do it. Yeah. All right, you've convinced me.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I'm dead.
That's a crit. He crit failed.
Dude, you have a Benny to reroll?
I totally do. But I was just like,
I got a 16.
Damn. All right.
No, that's plenty of shit.
Yeah.
I just failed.
Okay. With that, you'll be able to.
I'm getting up there, guys.
Give me another spellcasting check to heal him up again.
Oh, I didn't like get hit by it. Missed.
Well, yeah, he caught you though.
Did you catch
him? Yeah. With his crit, he could do that, and then you can heal up from the bruises and all that.
All right, well, that's 1 point down.
I mean, honestly, you'll have more than an hour to go, so I guess you could just automatically heal him with that, since you're recharging so fast.
There we go. All
right.
I'm healed. Nice. Yep.
So.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Like damn.
I think I need to invest in athletics next time, huh?
That looked like it hurt.
So are you gonna tell Wisconsin Pete where you're going?
Yeah.
Well, is he all right? Like
he comes back out, he's cleaned himself up. He has sort of a wild
he's gonna be down with the sickness.
Very good. So but yeah, he does recover and he is eager to help you. But yeah, you haven't told him where you're going, so he can't guide you. You can try and figure it out on your own if you don't trust him, or you can tell him where you're trying to get to and he can help you with that. Or you can kick him out of the bus. I mean he said he got you out of the loop. You're now seeing new territory for sure. Yeah.
Do you happen to know where this radio station is?
The radio station? Is that where you're headed? Wisconsin Pete. If you want to, I can swear and I will do my best to get you there.
Okay. What do you think, guys? I huddle around the driver's seat?
Yeah.
We've believed in him so far. I just can't stop believing.
It's pretty good. No Benny, but that's close.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
There you go. Otherwise, we'll just be dust on wind.
Yeah.
We'll just keep going with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, we're going to lean away from this now. We're going to be serious. Yeah. Yeah.
That is, we're just serious. That is one thing that we have been known since day one.
Uh-huh.
Using words that we don't use anymore because we tried to.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this all this time. Honestly, we're disappointed. We've been playing this all this time. We're still on audio. We're not even doing switching to camera.
God, this is a
fucking troll.
Radio, right? Yeah,
I don't think so, Dad. It's a perfectly serviceable face. Anyway, serviceable. Yeah.
Serviceable.
Yeah. So you decide to keep Wisconsin Pete. You tell him where it is. He's like, I got an idea. It's this highway's been going on for a long time, but there's a new part of it. Unfortunately, the road's going to branch pretty soon, and you got to choose. There's Bad Weather Alley, and then there's the jam. The jam is a traffic jam. But if you can get to the, it's faster if you can clear the traffic jam. I don't know what's going on there because I always avoid it. Well, it's been a while, but I don't know. But bad weather alleys. You know what it's got?
Tornadoes?
Yeah, bad weather. Yeah. Tornadoes are really bad weather, it turns out. Yeah.
I mean, this does feel like Kansas.
It is flat, yeah. We've gone past the mountains and now it's flat. Zark, you're going through the night, the radio's DJ. Just keep on talking.
Yeah.
About, yeah.
It's just vast nothingness, like a blue moon.
Hey-o. I bet if you do well on one of these routes, you'll get ahead of at least one of the competitors. Probably they each took a different route.
Oh, we're going to beat them because we're not going to take it anymore.
God damn it. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, which one do you want to deal with? Horrible weather or the jam? The jam is really the way to get there the fastest if you can figure out a way to clear the traffic jam.
I mean, can we take a gander at the cow catcher? Like, how damaged is it?
It's taking a fair amount of dings. One more good hit, it'll probably be ripped off. It's definitely not going to plow all the way through a traffic jam. But he says, yeah, no, the traffic jam is because of some sort of, there's something, it's cursed. If you can lift the curse, the traffic jam will clear instantly.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah, mystical thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's go on a magic carpet ride.
So you've gotten over the mountain and you've gotten over the bridge.
Yeah, I'm done with the mountain. It's just ancient history.
We're so over the mountain. And
I've really worked through it in therapy.
Good for you. So yeah, you have the choice between Bad Weather Alley or the jam.
I guess we're going with the jam.
Yeah, jam. I love jam. Jam.
All right, so the bus you see up ahead, there is a absolutely, as far as the eye can see, you just see brake lights. You know, there's just thousands of, or countless numbers of cars parked in front of you. Honking occasionally, some people are getting out.
Yeah, it's not as bad as L.A.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Love you, LA.
Yeah, the was gonna say, yeah, I know it's impossible to get to the front of the jam in a vehicle. If you try and just go on the curb, you'll wreck and you'll fall into a ditch in the ditch of the devil.
Actually, let's look over. Like, is it nothingness down by the ditch?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, that's the same.
Yeah. And
can't go running in there.
But if you go on foot, you can get to the jam front pretty quick. That's where the curse.
Yeah. I do not want to go. I do not want to run with the devil.
So. I can watch after the truck here. Well, the bus.
Have to go up there to lift the curse.
Yeah. In fact, you can just turn the car, your bus off and lock it up and take the key with you if you don't trust me. That way I can't go.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Was he like intending that as like a bluff, or is he like, oh, okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, like
Wisconsin Pete knows what he's knows what people think of it.
By the way, I take the steering wheel.
All right. Got a Fury Road. Okay. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. And he's like, oh, wow. That's a, I didn't, okay. Well, that's, Wisconsin Pete's a little hurt.
Kind of hurts a little.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little, more. Hey, I thought I was ready for that, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Like, hey, I ran out of there with you under my coat.
Yeah.
That should count for something.
It counts for something. But it's not nothing. It stings a little. Constantine's going to have to do some trucker speed about this.
Cocaine.
No. Very different. That's too dignified for Wisconsin Pete. That's too pure. That's trucker speed's a lot dirtier than coke.
Because he was high.
Yeah. Are you leaping from rooftop to rooftop of the vehicles, all the cars? And
well, I wasn't planning on it, but now that you said it, yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. Like, what are some of the cars that you see along the way as you're going through?
There's obviously a...
It's kind of like the Sargasso Sea or the Bermuda Triangle, but for cars.
Obviously, there's a convertible with, you know, two guys in Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Probably looking very, very high on many things.
Various iterations of a station wagon with the exact same family in different, like, obviously different age points.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah, get a Benny for that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
And every time we go by, the dad that's driving goes, roll them up.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the kids change over time. Like, was that? I thought that kid looked different. Like, shouldn't I know he's supposed to be older now, but he looks like he's being played by someone else.
There's a large series of muscle cars with a, you know, muscular bald guy at the wheel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Every time we pass by them, family.
Family. Family. Family. yeah, Vance, anything?
I was just thinking lots of different semi-trucks with various knockoff brand things. Like, you know, it's like we're in a movie that we can't give credit to anything. So, like, the names are, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heatmart.
Persh.
There's also a number of semi-trucks from the 80s that are not being driven by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front, there's one with a weird Green Goblin thing on the front.
Oh, my God. You know, they got it restored. Someone found it and restored it.
But they're clearly, they're hauling cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of unmanned vehicles that, like, are...
People just abandoned.
That are clearly sentient and have a murderous intent towards humanity. But they're stuck in the traffic jam. They can't do anything.
So there's Christine right next to that.
And I'm not sure why this is distressing me, but it's a distressing number of vans and semi-trucks with... that are from the Umbrella Corporation.
Don't worry about it. Do the sunglasses, like, we're behind schedule. We must get to Raccoon City. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That was my Wesker impression. So you get to the front of the traffic jam, and there is a on one side of the road. So, like, their headlights are pointing towards you, so there's a station wagon at the far end sort of illuminating the scene. And on one end of the road, there's, like, a 1950s, like a Harley Davidson, like. And then there's this young guy, or young person who looks a bit like James Dean with the leather jacket and the slick back hair. You know, the other side, there's a teenager who's clearly in love with this bad boy. What does a teenager look like who is in love with a bad boy?
With the James Dean guy?
Yeah, yeah. Or person, you know, androgynous enough to be.
I was just going to go like one of the pink ladies from like Greece, but yeah.
Sorry, who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe. Well, a teenage, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, and in the middle, there is the most 1950s father ever with a cardigan, a pipe, those 1950s glasses. He's like, and he's smoking away. He's like, young person who I have raised as a child, my flesh and blood.
Marcia,
I forbid forbid you from dating this bad boy who embodies rebellion and teen angst, perhaps in a form of music that rocks and or rolls. This is a personification of that style of music. I forbid you from dating that person. And Marcia's like, no, father, I love him. He is the one for me. And the guy's like, hey, I love you, baby. Yeah. So they're at a dramatic stalemate. No one is able. Their emotions are equal.
So if I shove one of them off, will it make everything become happy days now?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It is a narrative. Yeah, all of you can give me some. You can give me academics.
Let's get rid of Fonzie right now.
Yeah, or occult academics, or I guess common knowledge for riffs. Yeah,
I guess we can all do that then.
Yeah.
I'll do occult. It's a higher die. I got a four.
Oh, got a six.
Yeah, there we go.
Eight.
So you can't just use violence to solve this, unfortunately. They're in a narrative stalemate. The power of the curse is about the power of rock and roll bringing closure so these teens can be in love and drive off into the sunset together. And so there has to be some sort of deus ex machina that narratively explains how to overwhelm the father's resistance in some way.
We got to get John Lithgow to, you know, shake his foot and Footloose. So let's play the music. Let's get going.
How well can you do a cover song? Like, how well can you narrate? So music could do this. Now, the thing is, if you fail this check, though, you'll be drawn into this narrative and become extras in it. So it's very high stakes.
Yeah. I mean, I just racked up a few bennies and my performance die is a 10.
Yeah.
So we're going to be backing you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's my idea, is Footloose this shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and get him to realize.
Well, you got to fiddle, though.
It's not so bad.
Yeah.
Fiddle's not rock and roll. You got to get a guitar. I'll let you play with the performance. It's still a stringed instrument. Fuck it.
Did we ever decide?
It's also rock and roll. It's not that hard.
Instruments before. Are.
I mean, I'll be. Well, he said it's Shoji Tabuchi's fiddle.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much.
Yeah, I know
clear.
Yours is.
So you need to get an electric guitar. You need to be rock and roll. So you need to find.
Okay. What about the van of kids trying to get to the Kiss show in Detroit Rock City?
Oh my God! It's right. Yes. But, does anybody have a penny point to say that they're there? They're very helpful. All right. Yeah. Describe these kids.
Oh, there's 1970s, you know, you know, 1970s Kiss fans, just, you know,
oh, yeah.
The late 70s punk look.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
All
yeah.
smoking.
So you're running over there to get
cigarettes in the sleeves.
Oh, God, yes, perfect.
Chains.
All right, so you run up to them.
Quick, I need your clothes, I need your gear, let's go.
Why?
Because we got a rock.
Is that,
hell yeah. That's all you need to say. Yeah.
All right. I know, now we're going to have the montage of us like.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Tom.
They're like, okay, I don't think they're going to have anything my size.
Oh, wait, big Joe, come back here. And there's just an enormous guy who's equally your size, somehow in the back of this VW bus.
He's been sitting there like with his knees.
Yeah, you thought he was an amp. Yeah.
Like, I relate to you.
Yes, I also resemble. I've also been mistaken for furniture or for amps. Other rectangular objects.
That's amazing.
Yes.
It's like, look, can I borrow some of your duds?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
All right. Like, it's like giant fist, bro.
Yeah, giant fist. There's like a bit of bass reverberating from that. All right, so you got the electric guitar because you're going to be the lead, obviously. Who's drums? Someone's got to be drums.
I'll be drums.
Obviously the one that looks like an amp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what was I thinking? Yeah, it's obviously the biggest guy. Yeah. So, Vance, what do you
think? I was going to do like bass
guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. Backup vocals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, great.
Okay, and I'll be there if you need any bass parts.
Yeah.
Bass voices.
Yeah, so are you covering the song from Greece? Or I don't remember what that was.
I said Footloose.
Footloose, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Because like the dad's basically John Lopez.
Yeah.
No. You described him.
Yeah. What has to be rock and roll, right? Was that
Footloose?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's been so long since I've seen it.
I mean, instead of we start into an Elvis song, because Elvis was precursor to rock.
Oh, yeah. Elvis would work too, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and I'll give you performance check. I'll give you +2 because you have the appropriate accoutrements.
That's not good. That is, though.
Okay.
6. I mean, I succeeded with a 4.
Yeah, it's not the most technically... Yeah.
13.
Like, 13, yeah. All right. Well, yeah, the drumming's really going. Fucking good, yeah.
That's what's getting his foot tapping.
No, yeah.
It's got to have a beat.
Yeah. And so the father's like, what is this? I approve. I am a staunch conservative, reactionary, patriarchal icon to impose old values and defeat teen youthful energy.
Angst and it's like, hormones.
Yeah.
It's like, but the species diverse group over there is making me reconsider.
Yes, I am feeling the power of rock and or roll. And the James Dean guy is like, yeah, what's the James Dean guy going to do? He's going to run over to Marsha.
Oh, I figured he would kind of like.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah. He started singing. Out, yeah. Yeah. Like, so yeah, it's a tremendous musical number that I do not have the musical skills to describe. But imagine everyone gets out and sings and
dances. My immersion is not broken, Ross.
Yeah, fine. No, you're breaking the curse through the power of rock.
Yeah, it is a full-on musical, like everyone's getting out of their car, dancing on top of their cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's like massive somersaults going, people like, somersaulting over.
Likely odd couples are making friendships over there.
Yeah, the 70s Detroit teens are drinking and yelling, and the big Joe is holding up several other groups of people. Like there's a couch that he's holding up with like 4 people on it. They're all like, yeah.
Albert Wesker is hugging a hippie.
Oh yeah, and yeah, the zombies are doing the Thriller dance.
An old granny just knit a scarf for Big Joe.
yeah, it's fucking And they with that, Marsha and the bad boy get on the motorcycle, and as they do that, the sun appears for the first time, and they're driving into the setting sun, but it's time is reversed, gone from night to sunset.
Sun or the rising sun?
It's definitely the setting sun. You always drive
are they riding into the sky?
Yeah, they're riding.
They've got to be doing that because of Greece.
All right, so it's daytime now because you can see them drive off into the sky. And you've broken the curse. Good job. Everyone.
The power of music.
So there's just like, you're all looking at them in the sky, and then you look back, and the road is totally clear. Everyone is gone. It's just you and the tour bus.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution. God, I couldn't even say
that. And yeah, you run back to the tour bus, and Wisconsin Pete is there. And yeah, you manage to get back.
Are we still dressed like a Kiss cover band?
Do you want to be?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Yes.
Over my body, my power armor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all of you.
Wisconsin's like, I heard it from the back. It was really good. I held up a lighter, but I was still locked in the car, so I couldn't leave. But good job. Yeah, there are a couple cutaways of Wisconsin Pete doing trucker speed. A guy, woo, good job. Yeah.
And so you made it past the traffic jam. You bypassed Bad Weather Alley, which is where the coalition went. And so they are getting their ass kicked by tornadoes. Unfortunately, the last part of this is going to be driving into the sunset, and it's up ahead. You can see the skeleton chariot. It is a massive ogre sized chariot. It's actually a wheel, got multiple wheels. It's got four wooden wheels, and it's more like there's skeletons inside. Cranking like they're just running really fast, like hamster wheels in there, one for each wheel, and they take turns. They're really fast skeletons, and it's all on fire somehow, even though it's made of wood. And there is a big ogre mage on it, you know, piloting the chariot. So that's your competition. So neither of you can get to the radio station. Is in the distance. You can see it, and you're driving as fast as you can, but you never move. Like, it never gets closer, and you're just stuck in this endless drive until either you or the skeleton chariot tap out or are destroyed. So you can try to see if you can out endure them. You can try and catch up and start a fight, or you could try and out race them, knock them off the road. Or you could communicate with the ogre mage and see if there's something you could do to, you know, set up a challenge to get this over with, or negotiate. But yeah,
challenge him to a drag race.
Who's going to make the pitch? So I'm going to have to make a persuade check. I'm going to hear how you say it.
D6s.
Yeah. The best. My persuasion's D4.
Yeah, neither of your vehicles is going to have real good acceleration, now that I think about it. It's like a tour. Imagine
because I have problems getting off the line.
Yeah, yeah.
I was more thinking because it's, you know, like the old the 1950s drag race.
No, it's a great way of ending it. It's just going to be a very...
it's a little anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's going to be so slow.
I'm trying to think in cliches.
No, here. It's a good cliche. You could totally pitch this.
But I'm sure we can.
It's going to be the most interesting, unique drag race I've ever thought about. Like, it's a tour bus versus a chariot.
All right. Wait. So it's an ogre mage.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like an ogre. He's got a wizard staff. Well, it's actually a magical baseball bat.
Arm wrestling. I'll totally go do the over the top thing.
You pitch the idea.
No, not arm wrestling, thumb wrestling as well.
So yeah, he throws a skull at you, and it says, "This is a magic talking skull. Don't worry." And so if you catch it through the window, and it says, "Hello, I am the Ogre Mage. I am a mercenary hired by the Federation of Magic to retrieve this person, this DJ. I don't know why, and I don't care, but I got my gold and my souls. Yeah, so I can make them in skeletons. That's what I do. I like skeletons." I'm a big skeleton guy.
See that?
Yeah.
You have a good taste.
Thank you. And
you do skeletons right, unlike those coalition fucks.
And I realize now that only one of us can win this, obviously. And this is not a race against time. This is a race of endurance. So I could fight you all to the death. But if there is a compromise of something I thought I'd have a good chance with, So you pitch arm wrestling. He's like, no, arm wrestling. I feel
It's on this old vid I saw. I thought that's the way that they used to resolve differences.
Yeah, I know you grackle tooths are pretty strong. I'm pretty strong and you're pretty strong. I'm sure it'd be very close.
It would be epic.
It would be epic, but I feel like you have some sort of advantage there.
One of those slap fights.
Oh, yeah. You want to... Yeah, it's like slap fighting. I feel like my pain tolerance would be better than yours. If only if it's you and no magical aid from the others.
What do you think?
You're the one that's looking... You're the one that needs to look at your toughness.
Right. Now, my toughness is 12.
I don't know what an ogre's toughness is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's got layers, though.
Would that be an occult? Would that be an occult role?
If you have a cult, yeah.
I do.
Okay. You got something in that big old brain of yours.
Yep. Yeah. 7.
I got a 4. How is an ogre's
very tougher than Grackletooth, for sure.
Yeah. That's like he has the advantage there.
Yeah.
Okay, hear me out. This might sound strange.
He would agree to a drag race if you make a persuade check.
Like, okay, hear me out. We get a bus ship, get on the ocean, and we'll both fight a shark. That
Now, or we can jump over the shark at this point.
And actually, now that I think about it, I don't know why I suggested that. Something came over.
Silly.
It's completely silly.
Very silly. So, yeah, you can just do a fight. Try and take his vehicle out before your vehicle is taken out. And, yeah. Or...
I mean, we haven't used the gun yet.
Yeah. No, you use the gun.
We've used the gun.
To shoot...
Shoot the manager of Bucky's.
The manager of Bucky's, yeah. Yeah. Or you can just fight. Or you can do the drag race with the persuade check.
Right. I mean, I can try the persuade.
Okay. Yeah.
What do we want to do, though? Like,
well, that's for the drag race. I assume you're persuading for the drag race.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could...
We're not exactly
same thing, aren't you?
Yeah. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not exactly using drag vehicles here.
No, that's why he would agree to it, because he thinks his skeleton would be better than yours. Mm-hmm.
11.
Okay, yeah. He agrees to the drag race. And with that, the radio station, a drag race has been offered and has been accepted. That's right. And so, Rock, 102.3, real 102.3. Yeah. The final countdown started for this challenge. Now, Rock 102.3, real Rock FM, has going to send out our best, sexiest production assistant to be the flag person.
I'm just imagining this like being like all like quick action shots and just all epic music and everything, and then suddenly we start going, it's like
I mean, so you have a bit of time, so you both pull off the road to line up, but you have a bit to do to, because they have to set up the you all get 102.3 Real Rock FM t-shirts and hats, whatever style you want, and bumper stickers are just festooned onto your tour bus, as there are several commercial people there to be live on the scene. And the sexy production assistant is, of course, a heavily bandaged mummy who is just shuffling around and
using the wrapping to wave us on.
Obviously. So Wisconsin Pete's like, good old drag race. It's very good. So first off, you got to drop the cow catcher. That'll slow you down. You need to get as light as possible and really amp up the engine. Give it that, you know, like how. Right.
Yeah. So it is a magic battery engine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jumper cables to the nipples.
I mean, I will say that will actually give you a massive bonus if you're willing to take the pain.
Yeah. Don't do it yet. Wait until we're on the road.
Yeah. You got to get ready first. You got to get some. Yeah. Yeah. You got to lube up first.
Get some conductive grease in there.
Yeah. Very conductive. Yeah. All right. So that's what you're doing.
Okay. Let's get the rail gun off.
Unless we need to use it to like shoot at the guy. I mean, there's
that's the thing. Is he gonna?
But that's weight. Yeah, like he's probably. Yeah, he's probably gonna. Well, not in that case.
Well, we don't need to shower.
Well, okay, right?
Let's get rid of the.
Wait, but also, who's gonna shoot?
All right, so each of you can do a thing to optimize. So, like, you're setting that up, so you can supercharge the engine.
Although we're better using
So, Vance, what do you want to do?
Or do we want to have Pete drive for us?
Yeah, it's got to be the PC.
It's
got to be a PC.
Yeah, you'll drive.
You can shoot. You're just not going to be as good at it.
I'm not as good. But the thing is like we have other weapons and stuff too.
Yeah,
we use magic if we need to.
Well, here's the thing though. We're still at the prep stage, so he's setting up, you know, getting ready to supercharge the engine, give it all the power it needs by siphoning in, you know, blasting it with energy, basically. So what do you want to do, Vance? One of you could make a notice check to get everything, all the dead weight off that you can find.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
That sounds good. I was also going to just kind of look at their vehicle and see if I can note any.
Yeah, that would also be noticed too, but that you can do one or the other. Which one do you want to do?
Which do you think would be better? Get all of our dead weight off or?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Focus on ourselves. Focus
on that. All right. So you're doing that. Meanwhile, Steve, what do you want to do?
To prep
the vehicle.
Eight. Can I scout ahead to see what?
It's a drag race, a couple of miles. You can see it. This is just a straight line. As far as you can tell, it's a legit drag race. So,
I mean, I can drive. I'm not like a mechanic.
You don't have to be a mechanic. They didn't have to make mechanic checks either. Like, what would you do to give yourself an edge in the fight in the race?
I would actually like to. I mean, like. Kind of like overclock the engine.
Technically
what I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. That is what he's doing. So he would be ready to do that. Wisconsin Pete's getting the cow catcher off. So
okay.
Yeah.
Like you can take out, I'm lightening as much as I can on the
You did succeed.
I got an 8.
Yeah, yeah. There's a. You throw that Bucky's merch off. You throw out all the other stuff that you can. You flush out the toilet.
I was thinking about just ripping out the toilet and everything that's in there.
Well, you don't have time to do that. You don't have like massive amounts of time. You have like 30 minutes. So yeah, you could do what Vance was. The other thing Vance was thinking about, which is checking out the competition.
Yeah, I'll look over here.
All right, give me notice. I guess yeah, notice would work.
Yeah. Don't know a thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a weird-ass chariot piloted, run by skeletons and an ogre mage. So, yeah, that looks weird.
Like, wow. Grandma never talked about anything like that.
Yeah, there's limits to what grandma knows. So, the two of you...
story to tell her now.
You get in there in the vehicle. Wisconsin Pete is there inside the vehicle, too. He's there to help you win it, whatever is necessary. And... there's actually a big crowd. Some of the same extras from the musical scene for some reason. Like, they're already in costumes. Let's use them as extras for the...
Yeah, we have a limited budget.
Yeah, we have a limited budget. So, the mummy raises its bandage. 3, 2. And give me that driving check.
Oh. 10.
Do. All right, he's not. I'm going to spend a Benny to reroll that. There we go. That's better. All right, so he makes it. You are ahead as the skeletons get up to speed a little slower, but you're only like a little ahead. You're still side by side for the most point. So, yeah.
Start channeling mystic energy.
Yep. Yeah, give me soul casting first. 9. All right, how much energy? How much PPE do you have total? And
I have 20, but I also have the ability to chuck my ISP. I can exchange ISP PPE simultaneously.
At a 1-to-1 ratio?
Yep.
Okay. How much ISP do you have as well?
Also 20.
Okay, so you have 40 total.
All right, D, pump up the jam.
All right, so what'd you get on your drive check?
10.
10, okay, yeah. I'll say the race has 3 phases, 3 checks that you have to make.
Okay.
And if you do more than... You can do up to 10 per phase. If you do 10, you'll take a wound. So you'll just, if you max out the entire time, you will burn out and be in a real bad shape at the end of the race. Like you'll knock yourself out. So if you do 1, you'll give him a +1 to his roll. Every 2 points of PPE will give him a +1 to his drive check. But if you, give him the full 10, that will be a wound. So
I can always sit there and go heal.
Jesus. Channel all magical energy through the body of Daryl. What could go wrong? Yeah.
This will be great.
I'll start with pumping 6.
All right. So you get a +3 in your next drive check.
Okay.
And technically you had that for this check. So yeah. Yeah. So your check is very good. So the first complication is the chariot pops up spikes on the wheels. It's the Ben-Hur shit, and it's coming to ram into you. So this will be an attack roll, and you can use your driving check to negate it.
There's a 6. Okay, so.
9.
9 plus how many?
3.
That is 12.
Okay, so you avoid getting them. The spikes, the blades do not go into the tires. They go into the bus, and you realize you should just slow down a bit to snap them off so they're embedded in the bus. So the bus shudders and is damaged by this. It's better than giving them free chances to poke it.
It's fine. Tires. It's a rental.
Yeah. So second phase.
It's not the worst thing ever.
Had. Yeah. As you're getting very fast, the ogre mage is very pissed as he is losing. He's falling behind you. So give me another driving check.
Yeah,
you don't have any bennies.
I don't have any bennies.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any?
No, you can't do it for others. What do you get?
4.
4. You tie with him, but you get the bonus.
We're still. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you had +3 to that.
7.
7. All right, so you win because of the energy. So
he's like, well done.
Oh god, they're on fire.
Yeah, the pain is not hurting you, but it could break your concentration. Give me another spellcasting check to keep channeling.
Like great balls of fire.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're fine.
14.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
I was like, dude, you do this for fun.
Apparently. Wow.
Some massive.
That's what mega damage dipples there, my friend. Mega Damage Nipple sounds like a band name.
Yeah, I toured for them for 6 years.
Right on.
Yeah. All right. So you're winning the race even more decisively now. So how much energy are you going to channel in for the final phase?
I'll do a full 10. Take the wound.
All right. Oh, yeah. Plus 5 in your next check. But the ogre is going to do a thing.
What's he
going
to do?
He's casting a spell. Ogre mage. A magical net of energy is woven in an entangled spell. So here's the thing. You are definitely going to slow down. The question is how much. So, and how much are you willing to protect the bus versus fuck it, I'll rip the bus up or not? Like, there's no clean way getting in. You're in a fucking tour bus, right? You can't weave around it. Yeah.
Like, what do you say?
Or unless someone's a big damn hero and gets out of the bus and jumps in front of it to hit the spell and roll to the side. That would be
All right, I've been taking the damage this whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, what have I been doing this whole time? I've probably been watching the bus.
So if
I see him start casting and doing some shit, yeah.
I look like, oh my God, he's a maniac.
It's true. Go ahead, give me a roll. Athletics to jump in front and roll to the sides.
I don't.
Let's see. What do I have that I could use? Protection, I guess, but...
Protection, I think. Yeah, that'll help you not die when you hit the ground.
All right, well, I'll cast it.
Well, the main thing is athletics, though, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Hey, two. I mean, I'll
spend it. Yeah. You're 4.
He's an all-star.
Hey there.
5.
All right, with a 5, you're able to jump in front of the spell, get tangled up, and save the bus from being hit by the spell. You're woven up by this magical.
And a hero saved us.
But it's not classic rock. It just popped into my head.
Yeah, you're definitely stunned for the rest of the race because you're not going to be able to affect. So
that's okay because I just want my nickel back. It's fine.
I'm not putting on looking for a hero.
Yeah, okay. One last driving check. You have a plus 5 to it.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
That's an 8.
All right. Yeah. His last bit is to going to try and blind you magically. So he does have a... Yeah, he can cast a blind spell. So he probably should have done that earlier. But
he's an asshole.
He is an asshole.
It's a straight shot, though. So who cares if you're blind? Just put the pedal down.
So you give me a spirit roll. You need a 7 or better.
Jesus.
Yep.
Just straight spirit. Oh, and...
Yeah, that's to resist magic. You don't really have any magic resistance shit.
That's 4.
All right. You were blinded.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap him up like...
Give me one last driving check. You can actually burn in more PPE if you want to take another wound. Yeah, you get another 5 to your roll. The plus 5 to your roll will negate the penalty for being blind.
Okay, so I don't get any...
It's a straight roll.
Okay.
Well, otherwise, you'd be -6, 5.
So... Yeah. 10.
All right. So narrate how you win, what it looks like when the tour bus beats the skeleton chariot in the drag race.
Okay. It's like, at this point, like, I'm kind of like, I am just like, I am through. Like, the bus is not important at this point.
So. Yeah.
It's like, I gun it dangerously.
Oh yeah. So the engine is smoking. The both of you are just the heat in the bus from the engine overheating.
Like, and it's not just that. Then like, all 4 tires start glowing red.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
the bus is shaking apart.
Like, and then the moment just before we cross the finish line, I guess there's another mummy at the finish line.
Sure.
With a checkered bandage.
Yeah.
And just as I
off to the side, not in the middle of the road.
And as we sail by, all 4 tires explode, and it just drops down and starts skidding
on the rails,
flying.
Yeah. Okay.
On the rims.
Flames coming out from under the bus due to friction.
All right, yeah.
But since it's mega damage,
yeah.
And when it finally skids to a stop, like you can almost feel the bus just sigh.
No, and
you just see oil start leaking out.
The moment we step out of it, it does like the Blues Brothers. It just completely falls apart.
Yeah, the skeleton chariot gets hit with some of the tire debris, and it just flips end over end multiple times, crashing into the side of the road. Vance, you just get up. You're covered in dust. You're bloody and bruised, and you're just the magical net just dissipates, you know, as was a temporary spell. And you just see the utter carnage of a head as there's skeleton bones everywhere, just like the wreckage of the tour bus everywhere.
We are the champions.
Look,
no time for lose.
Yeah. And with that, the radio station DJ comes out. What does he look like, Dan? Or what did they look like? They could be anybody. Yeah. They have a radio announcer voice, but I didn't really specify anything else. Anyone can make that kind of voice. Hey. Or it could just be someone wearing a cool mask, keeping their identity secret. Ooh. But anyways, if you think of somebody, let me know. But otherwise, the radio station DJ, hey, we have a winner here at 102.3 Real Rock FM. And now we're going to be playing their favorite song of the winners. And Radioactive starts playing again.
No, he is just the most unassuming, bland, basic looking dude you can imagine.
He is the
avatar of generic.
The only part of his personality that is remotely interesting is his radio announcer voice.
He's just the most normal dude, but you've rescued him and he is very grateful, and he'll definitely come back with you, Castle Refuge. And you have the ogre mage is too beaten and bloodied. It is desperately just trying to get out of the realm of rock, classic rock, before the rift closes again. And the Wisconsin Pete, as you look, you see his face in the sky. It's like, thank you. I was a ghost. I died, able to deliver my last cargo to its location, but you became my cargo and I delivered you. So I've been free. And Wisconsin Pete, you know, waves at you and disappears in the sky.
Well, that's good. Closing scene is us just waving back.
As
the camera pulls away from us.
And then you all kind of just black out and you're back at Castle Refuge. You don't know how you got here. And it's just like an abrupt cut. And you're like, wait, what? It's actually a bit startling. It's a bit unsettling. You're like, wait, normally.
Somebody's like, Radioactive. Wait, oh, shit, what?
Yeah. I love that song. I love classical music. I love classic rock. But yeah, the radio DJ's with you. He's just the most normal guy.
Hey,
it's me. I'm Real Rock FM 102.3 here with the coolest and heaviest hits of rock. Yeah.
Radioactive.
Yeah, it's radioactive.
Like, is that the only song you know? Like, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah. It's what the listeners want. When they want classic rock, they want Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. What's wrong, Dad?
It just hurts my soul.
Well, hey, you didn't lose it.
Yeah.
Your soul.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
No. Yeah. Is it really worth it?
Aw.
Hey, you did great back there. You smell cooked.
Yeah.
You
should. Oh, yeah. They're shirtless with just lube dripping from your nips. And,
Just like a little charred. It's like, just like.
Ragnar's just like, the fuck?
Like.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. He's just like, all right, see, this one took a toll on y'all. Yeah, you have some extra time off. Yeah. But yeah, you rescued the people, or you rescued the muse.
We did our thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you hear through the grapevine that the muse of hair metal has been captured by the Federation of Magic because fuck you, we're not doing a hair metal adventure. Yeah.
There you go, Tom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, why would you make assumptions about that with me, Ross?
Yeah, I forgot.
You were the one that voted for it.
Yeah. I forgot who said that. Yeah, what music? What?
I did classic rock. You did hair metal. Okay, I remember that.
There we go.
I was like, why are we doing hair metal when we've already done heavy metal?
That's true. Exactly. I was like,
okay. Yeah, sure. What?
So, yeah, next time I'll come with more
lead. Are we going to advance it all?
Yeah, I'll talk about that off camera. Any final thoughts on this adventure before we go?
I do like the non-traditional encounter structure of these realms.
Yeah, I wanted to do something other than you meet some people and fight them kind of things.
You mean basically riffs?
Yeah, and yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. I've been trying to do different things.
Yeah. No, I will say, we are not edgelords in this, and I very much like that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, just like, let's kill those guys. Let's kill those guys. Yeah.
But we'll use Desert Eagles.
Yeah.
Those are the popular guns.
Yeah, for fighting monsters. Like that hit game Stray Souls. So, Jason, any thoughts?
No, I had a good time.
All right, cool. Well, thank you all for listening. Check out patreon.com/rppr.
.com.
Yeah, and we'll talk to y'all later.
And discover your inner announcer voice.
Yeah. As we go, we'll be playing Imagine Radioaction by Imagine Dragons. We were not for SEO or for Cops and ID reasons. All right. Bye.
Bye.